Yeah. Phone number, 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. I find in life a lot of the questions I ask, I just repeat verbatim two or three times after I ask them. I'll explain that in a minute. But Rachel Perry here, Dave Damashek here, Big Tad is fixing to get on the treadmill with my beautiful assistant, Lindsay. I was asking crack producer Bresca, who all is gambling on this event? You returned with, I'm gambling on this event. And then I repeated, who all is gambling on this event?
I was on my way out to do something.
All right.
It didn't process for it. So
who all is gambling on this event?
I'm in. Who needs the NCAA when Bill, we've got Brian's this ridiculousness?
Board up, Bill.
Who wants some? Bresca, you got to find out. Take a lap and find out who all is gambling on this, because we got to see what the pot is. Here's the deal. I have an assistant, the beautiful Lindsay Case, who is a marathoner. Although it's a weird thing. I remember when I was talking to her when I first met her, I said, what are your hobbies? And I was hoping she would get something that was... I find that a lot of people actually don't have hobbies, which is weird, especially women, but more and more guys, too. You know, you say to people, what are your hobbies? And they go, having a good time.
Like, GTs.
Yeah, good times. Like, no S, Sherlock. That's everyone's hobby. Now, what do? Do you build something in a bottle? Do you collect something?
My friends.
I like to have dinner with friends. That's everyone's hobby. As opposed to who? Ted Kaczynski? You know what I mean? Like, I know. Yes, you enjoy a good movie. We all enjoy a good movie. We all enjoy a nice dinner. Oh, cocktails with good friends and a toast. Yes. Give me some hobbies. Build me something. And her hobby, she came back with jogging. In which case, the conversation was over. Nothing to talk about. But it turns out, I'll let you go in a second, Rachel, she is not just a jogger, but an avid jogger, does marathons. Her best time, I found out, was 3 hours and 40-something minutes, maybe high 30s, which is pretty amazing when you think about the marathon. And we have one coming up here in Los Angeles. Marathon is 26.2 miles. The people that run it and do it well and do it, in the world-class speeds, they run one faster than you could cover 1 mile. And I don't mean a marathon, but here's the deal. If somebody said, run a mile and do it in under 6 minutes, we're holding your mother hostage, we have a gun under her chin, you would run your brains out, probably come in about 6:45 and collapse in a puddle of sweat and puke on the finish line, and your mother would get her head blown off. The people, write that down, by the way, Bresca, it's another good movie idea. The people who run professionally average less than those 6 minutes over 26 miles. So that craze thing, that four times around the high school track where you're puking on the third lap and doubled over and have a stitch in your side and can't actually make the four laps in under 6 minutes, they average less than that for 26 miles, which is pretty insane.
Yeah.
Because if you interviewed anybody who just covered the one and said, do you think you could do another one of these? It'd be like, maybe in 3 days I could do one more.
I feel very sad that Lindsay, a girl, a frail girl, told me that she runs on the treadmill at 7.5. I always feel proud of myself that I can go 7.0 on the treader for roughly 2 to maybe 3 miles. I'm busting with pride until I hear she runs 26.2 at 7.5.
Yeah.
I feel like a fat pig.
World class. So she can do a marathon. And again, the one's coming up on Sunday out here in LA.
It's time to begin, right?
She can do a marathon. Well, we do got to get going.
Is she
going.
Doing
yeah.
that marathon on Sunday?
God, I hope not.
She's doing it now.
I usually have her painting my house on Sundays. You know, she's my assistant. It's a full-time gig. She's on a treadmill. I have a beautiful big treadmill. Was that Bodies in Motion that gave us that treadmill, by the way? Good friends over at Bodies in Motion, place I used to work many years ago. Dropped off some world-class looking treadmills. Lindsay is poised to run. Big Tad is going to run with her. Now, we'll explain how the game works and how the gambling works. But let me just give you a... I probably shouldn't divulge this because we're going to be gambling. And what we're doing to gamble is, I think Lindsay, if I stop talking in the next 25 minutes and she starts running, is going to be able to finish... the equivalent to a marathon, well, really a marathon, as calculated by the treadmill. She's going to be able to cover that before this show is over. And then the bet is where's Big Tad going to be when she covers a marathon? 26.2 miles. That's my young assistant, Lindsay. Where's Tad going to be? Is he going to be at the 4 mile mark? Is he going to be at the 4 block mark? Is he going to be at Cedar Sinai? Where is he going to be? And we're going to gamble on that. Whoever comes closest wins. Now, I'm going to give you a tip. And like I said, because we're gambling on it, I really shouldn't say anything. But Big Tad walked in. And here's the thing about guys like Big Tad and really everyone you know. Do they ever really disappoint? Is anyone any different than you thought they were? Big Tad comes in here. He's got high tops on. And I say, Big Tad, what the hell are those? What the hell kind of running shoes are those? Are those? These are my running shoes. High tops? Yeah. And now the qualifier. These are what I run in.
To cover his hoof and feet.
Right. Oh, these are what you run in. So they've gone from running shoes to these are what. Right. Yeah. And if you're wearing slippers and the cops are chasing you, those are your running shoes.
Yes.
So I say, Tad, high top running shoes. Not seen those before. And so, Tad, let me see those things. Well, they have spikes on the bottom of them.
Oh, no.
They're his softball cleats.
Fantastic.
These are the shoes he comes in to compete in a marathon in. High top softball cleats.
Keep him out of here, please. Cut him loose already. Let's get the ball rolling. And by ball, I mean Tad. Get out of here.
Tad, what do you play softball in?
I don't wear these. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't wear these when I play softball.
What
these
do you wear?
These are just my running shoes.
Let's see the bottom of them. And I've never seen high top running shoes before. And those are cleats. Those are all terrain cleats. There's no such thing as a high top running shoe, and those have cleats on the bottom of them, Tad. Those aren't running shoes.
They're for gripping on the treadmill.
They're for gripping on the treadmill.
This is all terrain. There's carpet out there. It could get dangerous.
Yeah, they're for
all
not,
right, we're 7 minutes
all
in.
Right,
cut
get
them
on
loose.
There. They're for not slipping on the buffet. I'm just saying, thank God he doesn't have the chain and his jeans on, but he is wearing. He's wearing the all-terrain softball cleats to run a marathon.
This is the day of 1,000 side bets as well, by the way.
Yeah.
Tad and I pulled into the parking lot at the same time this morning. He was getting out. I'm like, oh, it's the running thing. He's like, yeah, man, I bet you $20 that they don't even have the treadmills, that they couldn't even get them in here. I'm like, I take that bet. We got it.
Really? Got 20 already?
Yeah, 20 already.
Well, it's because Tad was trying to sabotage the van that was taking him over here. That's why that's why he was so confident. All right, let's do our gambling. Let's figure out. Let's start
Shouldn't
with Preska.
Shouldn't we start first? Because Lindsay's out there waving her hands like, I'm not going to be able to make the marathon if we don't start.
Oh, really? I thought she had to go to the bathroom. All right.
No. All right, let's start.
But yeah, we should start first.
Marv Albert's going to intro the event, though.
Oh, all right. Well, let's hear it.
Welcome to the first annual Adam Carolla Show Treadmill Marathon. Today, it's succulent personal assistant Lindsay Case versus soon-to-be diabetic sycophant Big Tad. Yes, it's truly beauty versus the beast. We go now live to the competition.
Wow. Nice score getting Marv Albert. All right, so Lindsay is running, Tad is rolling and doing whatever he's doing. Now, Lindsay's going to have to keep up an incredible pace in order to make it inside of the four-hour show and cover that marathon. So here is the bet. How much ground is Tad going to cover before we run out of show or get to the 26.2 miles that my beautiful assistant Lindsay covers? Now, she says she can do it. Like I said, her best time is about three hours and 40 minutes. We have enough time. She just got started. She should be able to cover it. But let's just say, technically, if she only gets to 25 miles and not 26.2, when we run out of show, that becomes the mark.
A race between the beauty and the morbidly obese.
Right. Thank you.
The race has begun.
All right. So, Preska, you want to go first? How much ground will Big Tad cover?
Well, we're going to bet $100 each, right?
$100 each.
Okay. Well, we figured out a normal human being would travel, what, 16 miles in 4 hours?
Yeah, about walking.
Walking 16 miles.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we figured a little stuff
4 hours, 16 miles. Yeah. Wow, sounds pretty good.
But he's
wearing softball cleats and eating.
That's a 15-minute mile.
Right. Okay.
So, obviously, we're not talking about a normal human being. So I'm going to go,
But although Tad, like you said yesterday, is pretty athletic.
Yes.
And he looked pumped up.
When it comes to softball, yeah.
He looked pumped up coming in here today. I'm going to go 9.5 miles.
He's got a lot of pride for a guy who's morbidly obese and lives at home at age 31.
And by the way, Brusca, when this little event is over, it wouldn't kill you to get on that train.
All right. All right. Just because he took his shirt off yesterday. Yeah. All right, so Brusca.
My jeans aren't popped open every day like you.
Brusca.
Yeah, what's up with you, casual Thursday?
Brusca. 9.5?
9.5.
All right. Who's writing this down, Angie?
I'm writing it
Brusca's.
Down.
All right. Angie, you want to go next?
Yeah, I will say 8.2.
8.2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rachel Perry, how say you?
I don't have quite as much faith. I'm going with a 7.83.
7.83.
All right.
I have faith.
We may have to round up or down.
I have faith in the fat man.
Mm-hmm.
He shall traverse 14 miles this morning.
Wow.
With that, he can't even see where he's going. He's got a towel
over
his head.
Go,
Fats,
go!
Where is he?
Why does he have a towel on his head?
I can't,
to hide his shame.
No, it, fat man!
The ladies over K-Earth asked for that because they see him from their studio. Wow, what do you got, 14?
That's right.
That's a lot.
Wow, yeah, Mike, what'd he say?
I'm going to do the Price is Right game where I know what Dave's betting. I'm going to go just a hair over him to get closer. So 15.1.
This is lousy. There should have been a random drawing. Why does he get to do that?
Yeah, and I went first, and I'm screwed.
Right. You have an unfair advantage, you people. And Corolla has the biggest advantage of all.
Well,
you pick what you pick.
It's Corolla's show. He should go last.
You know what? We should have done. God, should have written him
now
down.
Hold on a
this
second.
This is terrible. This isn't a fair bet. isn't a fair bet. Don't we get that? You get to jump over me like that. We should have written our numbers down.
Well, I saw
Let's
that coming. That's why I chose to go last. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Wait, Ted's walking already.
Yeah. Oh, phone screener Brian, how say you?
This is what they call a position raise. Mm-hmm. So I should go 15.2 and one up Mike Lynch.
Right.
I got faith in Tad. The average walking speed of a human being, granted this is an average human, is 3.5 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
I think Tad's going to walk a little more bristly than that. So I'm going to go with 15.5.
So a lot of folks on the internet doing their homework, doing their legwork, pardon the pun. Pre-op, board op, Bill?
I think the knees are going to give out at 11.2, and
right.
He's not going to be able to run anymore.
All right, so you got 11.2. You got that down,
yep.
Nebraska?
Yep.
Well, now the big question for me, do I go over the top and go with, 16 miles, or do
over
I try
to
nestle myself somewhere in between the 11s and the 14s of the world in the 12.5 to 13 range? Well, it's tough. It's a long show. Tad has a fair amount of pride. But I do feel like one thing we didn't figure out is Tad will take a half hour off somewhere along the body of this thing, maybe an hour total of hangout time in the kitchen and that kind of stuff. Whew, this is tough. A lot of pride. I'll tell you what. I'm rolling the bones. I'm going for it all. I'm going for 16 miles. Is that the highest?
That's the highest.
I'm going highest. I'm going 16. I'm going to go crack the whip on that big boy,
and
too.
We can go over.
Yeah,
it's another price. It's closest to.
Right.
By the
way,
Rachel had the lowest one at 7.83, so if he does have a heart attack or something, Rachel will be the winner.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, Dave, just to make it fair, I'm at 16. If I miss him by more than whatever what separates everybody, mile and a half or 2 miles or whatever it is, I'll not collect the money.
What do you mean? If you're under?
No. I've gone 16, I've gone the highest. If he goes 20 miles, everyone can keep their money.
Tad should get the money.
Tad should get the money if he goes 20. It's a good point.
Inspiring.
If he goes more than...
Although that's gonna favor me now because I got the high one.
Don't think I'm not going to try to convince him to go take a very extended bathroom break.
All right, well, you go throw donuts at him. We're going to take a break. A lot of show. We got Allie Landry, the Hot Doritos chick. Well, she's more than that. She's really parlayed that. I was thinking about that. Most of the time you do a hot commercial like that, flash in the pan, you get your 15 minutes, whatever. She's on year number 6 of this. Turns out she got some chops. So she's coming in here. Deaf Frat Guy coming by. Vigilante Ultimate Fighter. We'll tell you about that story.
Ooh.
Larry Joe Campbell from According to Jim's going to be in here. Dick Vitale's calling in, going to let us in on the
Big
March
day.
Madness.
That's what else is going on today. It also, tips off in a couple hours.
We're going to have our the Christian stripper. We'll explain her, too. All that coming up.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah, Big Tad. Big Tad running a marathon in softball cleats. I've said this many times. It's a different day than it was. Things used to be more expensive, and there was one company that made it, and that was it. A pair of running shoes set you back in the day, $80, $100. And that was 1970s dollars or 80s dollars. Now you go to Big Five, you go to any sporting goods store, you go to a Sears, you go to the bargain bin, you spend $19, you get some Nikes. I don't understand people that are walking around in the generic, flesh-colored tennis shoes with the two Velcro straps. Like, really, you're wearing generic tennis shoes in this day and age if anybody can drive a Mercedes. Do you know what I mean? Anybody can wear Nikes, Adidas, whatever brand name there is. There's a $19 version of every brand name shoe at every Foot Locker if you just want to go over to the bargain rack. Right. You can go get that. What's with the weird nurse shoes you're wearing? Big Tad's wearing cleats. And then a bigger thing Dave and I were discussing as we were watching each other tinkle is, and not in the bathroom either. Oh, yeah. Who wears, you know, you see the guy jogging and he's wearing jeans, or the guy jogging, he's wearing cutoffs.
The guy at the gym in jeans.
The guy in the gym in jeans, he's looking like Schneider from One Day at a Time working out. Do you not have shorts? You could go to a supermarket and buy shorts for $4 now. If you go to any Big Five sporting goods, there is a rack that just has stuff that's under $10. Go
get I'm not a Rockefeller like you. I can't afford.
I love when people do. Look, if you play one game of hoops every 5 years, if you go to the gym once a year, you should have a pair of goddamn shorts.
You know, yesterday we were talking about things that are offensive, like words, like the boob word with that begins with a T, whatever, and how you and I think that baby bump is just so offensive.
Yes.
Guy in jeans stretching and like lifting in the gym. That is offensive.
I know. You know what it is?
The FCC should come down on that.
When bikers and lowriders decide to start working out, when their doctors tell them they're going to die because their arteries are clogged up, and so you see the guy in jeans, a bandana, a white T-shirt, and boots jogging.
Yeah.
I'm always like, did your car break down? What happened? Did the hog, what'd the hog do, throw a chain? Up on the 405 and you're just jogging down the off-ramp. Like, people jogging who don't look like they should be jogging, they look like they're running from the law. But, I mean, everybody, please, get some shorts, get some jogging shoes. Big Tad is running a marathon in softball cleats.
There's also the guy at the gymnasium who likes to cut the neck out of his shirt. The muscle-bound, those steroid dudes, they like to cut the neck out of their sweatshirt, cut the sleeves off the sweatshirt, and then wear their construction boots and often their jeans. What's that look?
Yes.
Going to work.
Yeah, the guy who's working out in the black military boots with the steel toe on it. I'm with all of you. Look, I there's all these Orwellian theories about what the man is going to do to repress his populace and all that. I say when it comes to working out, we need some rules. We need some uniforms. I don't want to have the guy with the whacked up sweatshirt and the bad to the bone T-shirt over that, and then wearing the combat boots and the cut off shorts, or the guy in the jeans. I say we have a uniform. We just have it like a team. You're going to work out. You put on the gray shorts and the gray shirt, and here's the Nikes. We'll get it. We'll get Nike to sponsor the whole thing. It'll be fine. It'll be nice. And I will extend that to the beach. Don't want to see any more of the Mexican kids with the denim jeans cut off at the knee waiting in the Santa Monica Bay. That bothers me, too. I think about the sand in their crotch. Everybody, well, under my regime, everyone's going to have a bathing suit and a pair of basketball shorts. That's what I say, and a chicken in every pot. All right, Big Tad, I've now just been handed this note. Is it mile number one? And beautiful Lindsay Case, my assistant, is at 2.2 miles.
I'm confident in my bet that he's going to get the 14. Ted. I really feel like he's right on pace for that.
It is pretty. It's pretty strong. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good. Pretty good wager.
Ted has the eye of the tiger. He's air drumming right now.
Yeah,
sweating up a storm.
He really is in a lather already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Already glistening all over his arms.
We're going to
he sweats olive oil.
play a...
he sweats gravy. Get it right.
We're going to play a spirited round of... he's got to have the eye of the tiger. That's right. Of Which Weighs More, the game that's sweeping the nation, where we guess as to which weighs more. Tad, who's coming in at 228, 223. What's his last weight?
328.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, 323.
323?
319, Adam.
319 is the weight, and then we'll name the objects. All right. I'll be playing for Jeff. Jeff?
Hey.
You videotaped you and your wife having sex?
Yeah, I wanted to know your opinion. We got a video camera over the weekend. It was meant for the kids. Come Tuesday night, I guess we were a little bored, and she offered to get the video camera, and we did it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was probably the best sex I've had with her. Been married to her 10 years, and she's just pornified.
Well, first up, first questions first. Did the kid do a good job holding the camera?
He did a fantastic job.
Okay, all right. Because that's strong. Because, you know, my nephew, he was all over the road. Call him an artist, but he kept holding his thumb in front of the thing, and he yelled, you know, let's have fun with it, and he tried to get angles that weren't flattering of me.
I mean, I saw it. You showed me it the next day. I thought it was strictly amateur.
No, let me tell you something. When my sister came to pick him up on Sunday night, I showed her the tape and was outraged. I threw it at her.
I thought a lot of the choices he made were very poor.
I understand what he was going for, getting up on the chair, trying to grab different angles, going, you know, opening the curtains and trying to use a fan at a certain point. But again, it just didn't work.
If I may quote Ozzy, it left this reviewer cold.
That's right. All right, and let me explain something about filming yourself having sex. You know, people want to know if it's inherently wrong. It's only wrong, it's like having... The reason you don't have guns in the house when you have kids. There's nothing wrong with it if everyone's sober and everyone's responsible and you do the right thing. You keep the gun in the gun safe and you keep the clip and the thing on the front. But nobody does that. People do the tape and then they throw the tape in with the rest of the tapes and then inevitably it gets thrown into the VCR when they think they're watching home movies. That's really what happens with everything. There's nothing inherently wrong with most risky behaviors. It's just people get lazy, they get sloppy, and they screw up, and they get drunk, and then they get busted, and then people get offended. That's what happens. No, really, no different than a handgun, if you really think about it. There would be no handgun accidents if everyone just sort of followed the rules very strictly, but it never happens.
Well, you know, he asks, though, how say you? How can we have an informed opinion on this until we see it? Please send it over for our review.
Good point.
ASAP.
Okay.
Thank you.
Somebody, Dan, wants to know if Tad's blood type is parquet or butter. Very funny. All right, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but the good news is when it is true, when you put a camera in front of somebody, they perk up and they put out, you know?
It was the greatest.
Yeah.
Pornified.
Yeah, it's good. All right. I would like to invent a styrofoam camera on a fake tripod that you just put in front of the bed, and it just made the old lady go to town every night.
You don't have to. You can get a camera and you just don't turn it on.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to cost more.
I mean, don't you think it's going to cost more to get a decoy styrofoam camera?
Well, the prototype's not going to be cheap, but once I do the R&D on that, I'll be crapping them out for under $20 a unit.
Oh.
Hey, Adam. Great show. Tad, 9.5. And Howard who?
Yeah. All right, Jeff. I think it's Stern, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Oh, thank you. I understand that. All right, so Jeff, I'm going to play for you, and we're going to play Which Weighs More, all right?
Great.
Hang on.
Which Weighs More?
Welcome to Which Weighs More, the game where you guess which weighs more, Tad or various large items. Tad's present weight, 319 pounds, and today's winner will walk away with that Palm Z22 organizer for the not-so-tech-savvy individual on the go. Which weighs more, Big Tad, or three times the weight of Kenyan marathon runner Jason Mbati?
Mbati. How say you, Rachel Perry?
I'm going three times the weight of Mbati.
Right, because he'd have to be 107 pounds or so.
Yeah, that's the easy one.
I am going to go with the fat man.
Mm-hmm.
The fat man.
100 pounds seems very light.
Oh, I was going to make a side bet about how wrong you are on that.
Let me say this, Rachel Perry. I agree. These guys seem like, well, they must be at least 130. There are flyweight boxers. I was in the gym watching a guy box in this. How much does this guy weigh? He's flyweight. He's 107 pounds and below or whatever. So there are athletes that go that way. Boy, that's tough. I'm going to go the Kenyan marathoner, too.
He is more food than those African villagers have in a year.
Mm. All right.
It's the Kenyan.
Yes.
I know it.
Yes.
Of course.
You should have chosen it.
He did, didn't he?
No.
I'm sorry. I got confused. Sorry.
What happened?
I knew I should have. I was going to make you a $5 bet on that. I should have.
Am I the only one who got it right?
No, I got it right.
No.
You and Rachel.
Oh, the Kenyan weighs more.
Three times the Kenyan.
Sorry. They come in 123.
128 was the Kenyan.
128.
All right. 374 pounds total.
Rachel's up.
And you picked Tad? I took Tad.
No, you both took Tad. Okay.
No, I took the Kenyan.
I think you took Tad.
I took the Kenyan, but it was in a weird twist of whatever. I'm technically wrong. No, I'm technically right, but spiritually and morally wrong. So I'll take the loss on that one. Thank you. It takes a big man.
You're up one, Rachel.
I said the Kenyan, but I really meant the other thing. So go ahead.
Which weighs more, Tad or an adult male gorilla?
Hmm. Well, Rachel,
I thought Tad was an adult male gorilla.
I am going to go with Tad.
And is there a big Tad equivalent to the adult male gorilla that weighs 2,000 pounds? You know what I mean? We never think about this animals, just elephants and gorillas. Aren't there any big Tads and Bruscas and, you know, Twerps and Kenyans? They don't have enough range, those animals. Let's work on that. All right, so you're going gorilla?
No, I'm going Tad.
You're going Tad.
Really? Mm-hmm. Gorilla. I gotta go with the gorilla over King Bong over there.
I'm going Tad on this one.
Big Tad.
Really?
The gorilla weighs 310 pounds.
Mm. I'm a good guesser.
All muscle. All right.
Which weighs more, Big Tad or a queen size Serta Perfect Sleeper pillow top mattress?
Mmm.
Those are heavy.
With pillow top, yeah.
Mattresses are heavy.
Yeah.
I'm going with Tad.
Hmm. Now I'm trying to figure this out because the last time, well, I don't actually lift one, but I watch felons drag them into my house who work at the moving company. That's tough. Big Tad, the bed. Wow. Did you say queen size?
Queen size.
With box spring?
Just the mattress.
I'm going Big Tad.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I think, as a side note, sleeping on Big Tad's gut would make for a wonderful
rest. No greater night's sleep.
Yeah, really. You just sink in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Tad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer, Big Tad.
Yes.
The mattress weighs a mere 145 pounds.
All right. So Rachel 3 for 3, right. The Ace Man 2 for 3, and Sheck 1 for 3.
Correct.
All right. Here we go.
Which weighs more, Tad or professional wrestler Hulk Hogan?
Mm.
You know, I've met Hulk Hogan, and he's not as tall as you think he is,
mm-hmm.
but he is beefy and tan.
Figure that's got to weigh something. The melanin in his skin.
Gosh, I'm going to go with... I still think Big Tad weighs more
You're going Big Tad.
Hulk Hogan.
All right.
Well, if it were 1983, I would go with Fat Tad, but it's got to be, in his current obese state, I'm going to go with the Hulkster. I think the tanning bronzer just pushes him past.
It's tough because he's still in pretty good shape, and I don't know what he probably goes up with the weight, though, just to impress the folks in the wrestling. So I'm going to go the Hulkster.
Big Tad.
Wow.
I met him. I told you.
I tell you what, the competition's over.
Yeah, Rachel won.
And she's really good at this. She's got 4 victories here.
The thing is, I had this theory. And what does the Hulkster weigh, by the way?
275 pounds.
I thought muscle weighed more than fat.
It does. I was only going under the theory that they bulk everything up for the program. So that we would find his weight, saying that he was 7 foot, 400 pounds, when in reality he was 6'5", and 300 pounds. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought, I don't know where we got his stuff, but that's, we can't live in the past. I'll take it like a man. Jeff?
Yes.
You get nothing.
Sweet.
But you do have a porn tape with your ass on it. It stars your ass.
Great.
Send it over here, buddy. ASAP.
Please.
Yes, sir.
What do I get for winning?
You get a little something called pride, sweetie pea.
Oh, finally.
Something can't be got off a Palm Pilot. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll check up on Tad and the beautiful Lindsay. Lindsay is running her very small tukai off over there. Looks like she's going at an even pace. We'll check in with her. Much more show after this.
Now it's time for free advice from James Lights Out Tony.
Dear James Tony, I'm 21 and my girlfriend Jody is 19. The other day she was invited to a party at which she told me she intended to smoke marijuana. I love Jody with all my heart and want nothing bad to happen to her, so I wrote an anonymous letter to her mother explaining the situation. Because I told her mother what was going to happen, nobody was able to do what they intended at the party. Now they're all mad at me. Jody promised to call me before the party, but she didn't and went anyway. I love her more than anything, but I don't feel any love in return. I'm very shy, so I find it hard to talk to her. What can I do? Hurting in Iowa.
Dear Hurting, you've done enough. It doesn't take a crystal ball to see that your relationship with Jody is over, at least for now. Please forgive me for being a downer, but it's time to accept that the fact that you and Jody are different, are at different levels of maturity, and are heading down different paths. When and if this girl matures, she may realize that the fine qualities you have to offer. But I have a feeling that by the time that happens, you'll be long gone and in the wind. Someone whose values are more similar to your own. Good luck, man. Good luck.
Free advice from James Lights Out Tony.
James is going to be fighting with Haseem Rahman. Rahman, by the way, spells his name R-A-H-M something. Not sure where the K comes in. The Rahman. But him and Haseem are going to be getting it on Saturday in Atlantic City. So I'm going to be watching that. Dear, dear friend James Lights Out Tony. Now we're running our little marathon.
Speaking of getting it on. And,
yeah. Lindsay, my assistant Lindsay. I don't know what mile she's on. Mike, we have intern Mike out there with the microphone, ironically. Mike, you out there?
I am. I'm standing right next to Lindsay. Lindsay, can you tell us how many miles you have so far?
Five. I'm almost at five.
She's almost at five.
Doesn't even really sound...
Yeah, she sounds fine.
And her legs are moving like she's driving a Flintstones car right now. Like, she's so fast.
Yeah. I wish she did her assisting that way. Much more relaxed approach to assisting the Ace Man than she does to covering the marathon. But we'll get into that later. Big Tad, now, Mike, how's Big Tad doing back there? What mile is he on?
I'll let him speak for himself. Big Tad, what mile are you on?
Two and a half.
Two and a half. So far, he's staying at the halfway pace. Not bad. All right, Tad, how do you feel?
I feel good, and I feel fresh, and I'm looking at you guys right now in the booth, and I know some of you went very low on me, so the people that went low, screw you!
Pick up the pace, fat man. Stop flapping your gums. Save your energy. You got to get the 14 miles.
Now listen.
Slow down. Get a heart attack.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering, it may be a little too late. We probably should have hashed this out, but maybe we should make it illegal to hover around the contestants and badger them and tell them,
and wait.
You know, I'm the boss, man. You better get to 16 or I'm going to fire you. Wait a minute. That's a good idea.
Well,
I was waving breakfast in front of his face.
Yes.
I was eating in front of him.
No pelting him with anything that has the word Mick in it.
Given his current pace, given the fat man's current pace, Bill, the gay board op, is the leader. I think he has, what, 11.2, right?
Yeah.
I think that pace is right on the money.
It may be. All right. Well, anyway, we'll keep checking back with them. Again, Lindsay is going to cover. She's a marathoner. She's going to cover a marathon, 26.2 miles before the show's over. And we'll see what Big Tad gets to. A lot of money riding on this.
700 simoleons.
That's a lot of money to you guys. Brian.
800.
Phone screener Brian is now in here. Brian, why don't you explain what you're going to do?
I ran across this website, MyHeritage.com, and it's got this thing, this technology they call facial recognition technology. And basically what it is, you upload a photo, just a headshot of yourself, and it gives you the celebrity you most resemble. Actually gives you a list of celebrities you most resemble, lowest to highest. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be funny to see who we all actually resemble?
Lowest to highest, meaning they figure out the difference between Brad Pitt and Brad Garrett.
They give you a percentage based on their technology of who you most resemble based on percentage-wise. You resemble...
Yeah, but you say, lowest to highest, you mean here's the one you most resemble.
Yes, in terms of most resemble.
Okay. So you put your... Who have we put in there?
We took all the photos off of AdamCarolla.com, all the staff photos that anybody can see, uploaded them onto the site, and with some interesting results.
All right.
I'll reveal them to you now.
Yeah.
Rachel's catching
I'm
a glimpse of some of
mine. I'm laughing because I just saw something and it's hilarious.
If mine says an ugly Pete Sampras, like Kimmel calls me, I'm going to be outraged.
Well, there you go. Rachel wouldn't be so delighted unless it was something disparaging about me, right?
No.
That was more amusing.
No. It was about Adam.
If it says Paul Sorvino next to me, I'm going to be very upset.
From the one you furthest resemble to the one you closest, Adam, I'll just give you some of the ones we all came up with.
All right.
Adam apparently resembles Bill Clinton, Omar Sharif, David Arquette, Alec Baldwin, and the celebrity you most resemble.
Mm.
You are a 76% match to Adam Carolla.
But I didn't crack 80.
No, apparently you didn't get the full 80%.
It's not exact science. I was stopped on the street and asked for my autograph as Mr. Sharif the other day. they weren't so presumptuous as to call me Omar.
You'll get that 24% the rest of the way there to be most like Adam Carolla.
It's almost like it's like how you fared in high school, though. Like, hey, you're not an A student, Adam.
Yeah.
It's you're not even good at being yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I got to focus. Let's face it.
Rachel, sitting to my left, of course, from lowest to highest resembles, apparently, Jennifer Lopez.
Wow.
Elizabeth Hurley, Drew Barrymore, Holly Berry, a dead ringer, by the way.
Hold on for 1 second. There's between Drew Barrymore and Jennifer Lopez, they seem to be on two ends of the spectrum alone. You know what I mean? I mean, to say you most resemble, it's like saying if you were a car, you most resemble a Winnebago and a Miata. You know what I mean? Like, well, which is it? Jennifer Lopez and who's the other one?
Elizabeth Hurley or Drew Barrymore?
And Drew Barrymore seem to be on sort of the other ends of the female spectrum.
Well, Rachel introduced herself, or I introduced her to other people, as a combination of Drew Barrymore and Jennifer Lopez, which I think we all obviously sort of do.
All right.
And the number one celebrity she resembles, apparently, Marsha Cross from Desperate Housewives.
Uma Thurman as well.
And you do have a little Uma Thurman going on.
Interesting.
Apparently, according to the site.
Those aren't bad.
They're all good.
Liz Hurley, I've heard that one before.
There you go.
Have you?
Yeah.
Mike Lynch.
Get that.
Apparently.
Blue eyes.
By the way, this is just based on the one picture with the beard that we put on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest grab bag of them all, Sammo Hung. Jane Fonda.
Sammo Hung's the Asian action?
Yeah, the big guy.
Oh, he was from Martial Law?
Yes, that's right, the big guy.
Oh, I love that show. They speak a lick of English, this guy. This series, Martial
that's
Law.
That's right. Jane Fonda. It doesn't discriminate based on gender. Jane Fonda, William Rehnquist, Steve McQueen, Tim Allen.
Ooh.
And the one he most resembles, Mina Suvari.
Wow. It's like looking in a mirror.
That's right.
Wow. Steve McQueen, too. Nice.
He is good looking.
Dave Damaschek resembles, in ascending order, Michael Keaton, Patrick Swayze.
Oh. Stop there! I've made it!
Wait, it gets better. Jerry Lee Lewis, John Voight, and I assume they mean a young Burt Reynolds.
Oh,
wow, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
So you should definitely click
Lady Killer.
All right. Well, that's now how do you go to that site if you want to check it out?
MyHeritage.com. It has a facial recognition. You sign up for free. It's fun. It compares you against 3,000 of the world's best known people. Put yourself in so you can come on.
Including Adam Carolla, apparently.
Adam Carolla.
Voight, though, is weird.
I think that's quite the mark of accomplishment, though, that you actually came up as a looking at as yourself. You know,
yeah.
You're the celebrity, Adam.
Yeah, no,
you are a celebrity.
Believe me, it feels good.
Tad came up. His celebrity match was Grimace.
I want to see what was Tad.
Yeah, Tad's number one. I'll give the number ones for the rest of the staff. Number one for Tab, Cab Calloway.
But also...
Cab Calloway. No, you mean a taxi cab.
But they also said Russell Crowe and Kyle MacLachlan.
For Tad.
Wow.
I came up as David Hasselhoff. Ozzy came up as Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Well, you have to go to the website, adamcarolla.com, to see the pictures of what we actually look
this
like.
Is, it'll be funny if you
see the ridiculous.
Lindsay came up as Beyonce Knowles. Jimmy Brusky came up as Chester Bennington from with the glasses from Linkin Park. Gabriel the Board Op came up as Mariah Carey, strangely enough.
Yeah.
And
the
closest match of all of them was Mike August at 98%. Ringer for Katie Lang.
Yeah.
Wow. So
Lindsay
works.
Oh. Look, here's
Patrick Dempsey for Mike August.
I wonder if Omar Sharif puts his thing in and my picture comes up. You know what
you
I mean?
Put a picture of Omar Sharif in and see what happens.
All right.
I work on that. Nice job, Brian, the board op, or I should say the phone op. We'll take a quick break. We'll keep you guys posted. We have Allie Landry coming in here, Super Fox. Def Rec guy stopping by. Larry Joe Campbell from According to Jim. Dick Vitale's calling in. We have a Christian stripper and a vigilante. All that coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
This is Def Rock Guy. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. 866-901-ADAM's the phone number. Call in and play along with us. We have prizes. We're gambling. Big Tad is on the treadmill. Big Tad is soaking wet. My beautiful assistant Lindsay is next to him on the treadmill. She's a marathoner. Not sure what miles she's up to yet. Mike, what mile is she at? Can't hear you, buddy.
She's at 6.87 right now.
Wow.
6.87. All right, so almost 7 miles. And she hasn't been at it for an hour yet because I don't think she started at 6.04, 6.05. Where's Big Tad at in the mileage department?
Let's see Big Tad's. Where are you at right now, Big Tad?
Dude, you hit my stop button. I'm at 3.5 miles.
3.5 miles.
Well, that puts me on track to lose today.
Yeah, you're done for.
I'll explain all this, but let me just say this first. Big Tad, you have to start every goddamn sentence with dude. You're now 31 years of age. I was just going to the bathroom. Dude, where are you going? And by the way, if there are three guys walking, you say, dude, do you think one of them is named dude? You don't have to do dude. It's not like a person's name. I understand if everyone is leaving the room and I go, Dave, because I want to have a word with you, then you do that. But if you go, dude, everyone with a penis is going to turn and look.
Yes. It's counterproductive. Here's what I've said, in fact. See, I say streamline language wherever possible. Cut out the dude. It's the same this. I've advanced this theory before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody talks about, what time is it? It's 8 p.m. Or is it 8 a.m. or 8 p.m.? I say this. We know we don't need the M. Get rid of the M. Yeah. What time is it? It's 7:05. In A or P?
Yeah.
A or P, because you think, oh, that's not much of a difference. It's just one syllable. But listen, over the course of a lifetime, you'll have saved like 15, 20 minutes if you cut out the M.
True. It gets confusing, though, when you say 2P and the person
says, don't muddy this. This is a good idea. All right. We all need to sign off on this.
And you do like it, though, when they say National Football League instead of NFL, though, right?
Well, see, if you enjoy saying certain things like that, then see, now the time you've saved by cutting out the M's now affords you the luxury of saying gymnasium instead of gym.
Let me give a quick heads up to all the meatheads out there who like to start every sentence with dude. If you are in a group that uses the word dude or begins the sentence, every sentence with the word dude, then freely use the word dude. If you're with a group and nobody uses the word dude at the beginning of their sentences, they will think you're an a-hole, like we all think Big Tad is. Do you see what I'm saying? That's your rule of thumb. It's the same with racist comments. If you're in a group of a bunch of white supremacists and you're all working on a construction site, by all means, dig into the Jews and the blacks and everybody else. But if you're with a mixed crowd and they don't seem like they're going to go for that, save the racist jokes. That's its whole thing. Gauge your audience. Big Tad, do you think there's anyone else on this floor that starts every sentence with dude? And if the answer is no, then shut up. That's really all you have to do in life, everybody.
You have, I want to remind you, the highest number bet for how far Tad's going to go. You're not doing anything for his morale right now.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm putting a fire in his belly.
Tough
in,
love.
Instead of a 6 foot sub, which he put in about 5:30 this morning. I'm getting him worked up. I'm the trainer in the corner who's yelling at his fighter and slapping him in the face, telling him he's way behind and he can't do it and he's not man enough to be in this sport. He's going to prove me wrong.
Bobby Knight. Right.
That's right. My dude speech is going to be what's going to take him over the 15-mile mark.
I want to see how I think what I'm going to not make up for. What am I trying to say? I know I'm going to lose the bet now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make up for this in some side bets.
Oh, really?
When is Tad going to take his shirt off? He keeps doing things to distract himself. He's like tying things around his head now. He's holding up the newspaper. Like, I think he's getting bored. Soon he's going to take off his shirt. How much longer till he takes off his shirt?
Well, he'll never take it off because whatever you bet on it, I will double it for him to keep his shirt on. Because I don't want to see those saucer-sized areolas bouncing up and down on that treadmill.
It's no wonder he's getting bored. He has to get back to not doing anything.
Yeah, and I think get back to not bringing me my water, my V8 juice before the show starts. All right, Tad, I'm just angry because he decided to run the whole marathon in softball cleats. Jackass. All right, the bet is when beautiful assistant marathoner Lindsay, when she covers 26.2 miles, where will Big Tad be on his journey? We've all taken various mileages. There's $800 at stake. You can play along and win yourself a... Palm Pilot. Actually, they don't want to call it Palm Pilot anymore. It's a Palm TX handler. All right. Is that true, Brusca? Is that what you wrote there?
Yeah, Palm TX handheld.
Oh, handheld. Sorry. My bad. All right. Ed, the Ed, as we know him, our friend from Vegas, is on the phone. He's going to review Lost for us. And then we're doing some news and some sports. The Ed?
Hello?
How are you, Ed?
I'm a little tired this morning. How you doing? You should probably be tired, too.
I'm tired of watching Tad sweat on that treadmill.
I know you was up late last night.
I was?
I woke up about 2:30 this morning, and I seen you on TV. And I was like, oh, he started early this morning.
What was I on?
You and Dave on the Man Show thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. That may have been Jimmy. Or maybe you're looking at Omar Sharif in a late movie. I'm often mistaken. Lawrence of Arabia, I'm often mistaken for.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed. Give us your review of Lost. Thank you.
Yeah, I watched the show Lost last night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best name for this show, Adam.
Yeah.
I'm totally lost after watching these episodes.
Yeah, that's all over the place.
Yeah, last week, you know, I watched it, but I didn't get a call in and tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good last week. But now it seems they're back to their old ways of the show, which makes it a bad show.
Uh-huh. What's the problem?
Well, this week they didn't vote anybody off, and the host wasn't even there to keep the contestants in line. I mean, without the host, these people just run around, and they don't make no sense to what they're doing.
I think you're...
You know?
Yeah,
it's a better show when they break up into teams and compete against each other. But, you know, they forgot to do that this week. You know?
You know, you may be confused because there's another show called Survivor where they're trapped on an island.
I don't know about that, but I can't figure out what these people are even trying to win when they get off the island. You know? It's crazy each week because, you know, this week, last week, when I watched it, they had to vote the people to get kicked off.
Right.
But this week, to get off the island, people got killed.
I see. All right,
it's just crazy.
No, I understand. It's confusing.
They need to take it off the air.
Okay. Well, Ed, will you watch again, give it another shot this week, and report back with us?
Yeah, because I got a new job. I start work tomorrow morning.
Where do you start?
I got a telemarketing job.
Mm-hmm.
Selling timeshares.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be doing that.
Oh, you'll be doing that from the comfort of your own apartment?
I like when people they find their destiny. The ad was made to be a telemarketer.
Yeah.
Go to our office and do it.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Okay.
Nice job. There's a guy on the line who claims his name is Dude. Dude?
Yeah, this is Dude from Phoenix.
I knew a guy named Guy Dude Bro.
Guy Dude Bro?
That's the ultimate name.
I'm Dude Gaylord.
You're Dude Gaylord?
Unfortunately, I had to smack my parents when I was born.
And they really named you Dude. That's your first name.
Unfortunately, yes. Dude. I'm from Phoenix. They're hillbillies.
How old are you?
I'm 21. I'm trying to get a change. You understand how much work is involved with getting a name changed? They
right.
think you're a terrorist, and they think you're this and that.
Right. Now, I understand yeah. in this day and age. So, on your driver's license, it says Dude.
It says Dude L. Gaylord.
Wow.
My middle name is Larry, so...
May I suggest...
Help me much.
Listen, this is very critical. If you're going to go through changing the name, which you certainly should, what name you choose is essential. I suggest if your last name's Gaylord, your first name should be I'm Not A.
It's not bad.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
I'm not sure. I'm going to go with something simple so I can kind of hide in, like a Joe Smith. You know what I mean?
You're changing your last name, too? You can keep...
I'm changing everything. Gaylord, come on now.
Gaylord's rough, but there's other... There are some professional Gaylords out there, a few athletes. I mean, they're out there, so it's a known name. You can get away with it.
When I make my big break, I'm Not a Gaylord, starring in.
Right.
It's not going to sound too good.
If you're starting, if you're changing the whole thing, how about this? Go really wide. Go really intense. Luther Thrillington.
All right, Max Luther. Power. Go with that, Luther Thrillington. Tad with his Dude. Should we check back in with them? Mike, go back. Check back in with Tad. Let's see if he starts with the word Dude. Tad. Tad, how you doing on your mileage?
4 miles.
4 miles.
4 miles.
4 miles. All right. And
right
what are we
pace.
In? We're in a little bit over an hour.
I went with 14 miles was my bet. I think I am right on pace.
Bruska, get me that tire iron.
Figure out though. You got to figure he's going to slow down just a little bit over the next 3 hours, though. All right. We'll keep you all posted. But first, it is time for Rachel Perry and her news.
Wildfires are messing up.
Ah, there we go.
Wildfires are messing up Texas. That's that. The guy that killed Carly Brucia, the 11-year-old girl in Florida, we all saw him take her away on that security camera.
Yeah.
He got death. This
Good.
Is what happened.
It is hereby ordered and adjudged that for the murder of Carly Jane Brucia, you are hereby sentenced to death.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to be off your meds or depressed or high or whatever, don't do it in Texas. Is it in Texas or
is that just the
wildfires?
No,
where he's in Florida?
Yeah, he's in Florida.
Better.
Yeah, don't
Texas
do it in Florida
and Florida,
either.
Two places. That's why I bring them across the line. I don't kill them. Florida and Texas. They'll just kill you. Here, California, guy will kill 25 people, and we got to think about it for 20 years. Charles Manson's still hanging out. Interviews from the jailhouse saying he wants to kill again, and we're still thinking about it. Maybe we'll put him up for parole. Florida and Texas, pow, gone. I like that. All right.
He deserves that.
You're sure? See, I think this should inform you about where your head's at. You're so in favor of the death penalty, and yet... You're aligning yourself with the Floridians and Texans, the two craziest states in our union.
Well,
think about that.
It's a decent point, but you know they're right once in a while, and this is it. I agree.
All right.
Kill them.
Apparently,
the more you know. Thank you.
Apparently, if you want to become an immigrant in the Netherlands, they make you buy and watch a porno movie.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's some movie, I guess, and it shows, like, two men kissing, but then there's also, like, some weird porn in it and whatever. It's just because they're very, you know, the Dutch.
Progressive over there?
Very progressive, liberal.
So they started saying, hey, if this is going to offend you, you're moving to the wrong place?
Exactly.
Like, be prepared, this is what you're going to get?
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why isn't watching porn part of becoming a U.S. citizen?
Don't have to
watch porn, learn how to play video games.
Put that on my list.
Watch American Idol. If you can't stand American Idol, don't come here.
Well, I may have to move.
George Lucas has apparently... Dave, you're going to love this. George Lucas has signed on to write 100 episodes of Star Wars for a TV series.
100?
Yeah.
I've heard about this, and my life has officially been made. I can't wait for this.
Yeah. Star Wars, the series?
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars, the TV. They're supposed to start shooting next year. It's going to cover the missing years after Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, because I've been looking for those. Nerding.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, you're going to...
Who watches these episodic things?
What do you say stuff like that?
Battlestar Galactica and all these other shows.
You cut the nose off your cool face with spite. I think this is going to be a fantastic thing. Goodbye, all you Star Trek geeks. Now, those people are losers.
The Trekkies.
Star Wars, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is fantastic. It's going to be about, Skywalker.
This is their slightly older, slightly less retarded cousin, though. They're not. It's not a different breed. It's the same family. We're just at the family reunion, and the Trekkie kid's got his face just pushed down into the potato salad, and you're kicking around the hacky sack with your other loser cousin.
Go blow, Johnny Cool. This is awesome.
What's it going to air on? It's going to be on a network? Is it going to be syndicated?
On my TV.
On Dave Vision? All right.
And last night, I predicted... Actually, yesterday I predicted once again who the next idol was that was going to be kicked out. I've been very, very good at this. Mm. So, Dave, don't count out Marquette as the
Rachel
leader
Perry's
in the NCAA.
For the championship.
Oh, I thought it was the name of a black chick. I was looking down my... Marquette. She the one with the big ass? Which one's Marquette?
No, I picked Marquette.
Oh, that's Mendisa.
The big winner on the NCAA. But yesterday I said
that's
Melissa
right.
McGee was going to get kicked out. She's the raspy-voiced hottie who screwed up the lyrics to her song, to her Stevie Wonder song.
Mm. Lately I have had a strange feeling. Vivid reasons I can find.
Wait for it.
That was it, right?
Yeah, that was it. It's hardly noticeable. She did a good job of hiding it.
It's really how you know the show really does blow ass when you just listen to the audio version of it and you go, what is this? Is this karaoke night over Dimples? Please, that's enough. Right. I mean, if you played this in your car, you would drive off a cliff. You have to be pulling for guys that you don't even like, but they suck you in. But I say it's unfair. It really is. They draw you into something you're not interested in, and the next thing you know, you're hooked.
What is the difference between that, though? If you're not interested in it, then why are you interested in it? And what's the repulsion factor? Like, if I'm not interested, why am I watching it? And so repelled from it at the same time.
Yeah, well, we're angry at ourselves. It's like sort of the TV equivalent to junk food. You eat it, then you feel bad when you're done, then you beat yourself up a little, like, should have never done that. Then the following day, you see a commercial for it, and then you eat it again. And then you feel bad again. Cycle of shame.
Well, if re-electing, not just electing, but re-electing George W. Bush isn't indication enough, if electing Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor isn't enough, the fact that this show is so goddamn wildly popular means that this country needs to be leveled and started from scratch. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Shame on anyone who watches this nonsense.
The terrorists are right.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
All right.
Okay. On that note, I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news. For now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one. Sports! Do it, Dave.
Now, you want to talk about something to watch on the television? How about the NCAA tournament? It's a marvelous day in our country. The first round of the NCAAs start up in just a couple hours. Our nation is redeemed by this tournament. Mm-hmm. I read in the New York Times this morning, by the way, that the average American this year is in 17 basketball pools.
Seems a little light. I got Mendisa at the top of my bracket.
No. We've moved on from that nonsense.
Oh, okay.
We're talking hoops. Among today's 16 games, UCLA, second seed. They ought to beat up on Belmont. If they don't, they should be ashamed of themselves like people watching American Idol. I hope San Diego State loses to my alma mater, Indiana. Gonzaga's got Xavier. And one of the weirdest matchups, sounding matchups ever, Nevada plays Montana.
Yeah.
Can they cobble together enough people to even play a game between those two states?
It's four guys against three guys. They're going shirts and skins.
Seems very strange. Lakers and Clippers, both delighted.
I'd like to revise shirts and skins to shirts and two shirts. One shirt versus two shirts, because I get the fat, sweaty guy without a shirt backing right into me again.
Invariably, you end up guarding Tad, who's on the skins, and you get slimed by his filth.
I S you not when I say at the first man show rap party 8 years ago or so, we did an outdoors thing. We had a whole picnic-y thing. It was in Malibu, and we played hoops at some point. Big Tad tried to post me up. They fed the ball to him. He did one huge leap, knocked me to my back, and landed on me in such a way where no part of Big Tad was touching the ground except for the part where he was on me. His feet were in the air, his hands were in the air, and it was only Big Tad's spine on my sternum that led to the ground. It cracked every bone in my back, and I popped up and never felt better.
And you are an inspiration to every other quadriplegic out there.
Where to Christ, he landed on me completely, and that's when he was an intern.
Lakers win, Clippers lose. More on that later. But the World Baseball Classic, our nation owes a debt of thanks to the Koreans. They beat Japan last night. Now all we have to do is in the World Baseball Classic is beat the Mexicans. If we can't do that, we don't deserve to move on to the semifinals.
Well, I've said
we should
this.
Do that today.
Haven't they suffered enough, those people?
True, true.
Let's give them the win.
True enough. Also, very excited for the Ultimate Fighter, Kelly Carter, to get in here. He felled a couple of guys trying to steal his car the other day. He's a fascinating story. He's coming in here in a little bit. But so my comments will be brief on this. But speaking of fights, scrums, the New York Knicks are terrible. They brought in legendary coach Larry Brown to turn them around. Mm-hmm. But instead, he's just butting heads with his star, Stephon Marbury, who likes to call himself Stephon Starberry.
Nice.
They're not getting along. Here's what Larry Brown said about Stephon.
Think about me and think about the guy who's talking. All right? Never left the team in worse shape. Never asked anything of my players any different than I'm doing right now. Think about that.
Here's the retort from Stephon Starberry.
I'm usually a regular good time Charlie, but my coach is saying this, that, and the other about me, and I'm downright steamed. Why, I have half a mind to give him a knuckle sandwich. Think about that, Coach Palooka.
Wow.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Stephon Marbury, yeah.
Wow.
He is ticked.
Controversial. Allie Landry, hot actress Allie Landry, deaf rat guy, going to be calling in from spring break. I don't know if he's still in Cabo or if he's moved on. Larry Joe Campbell from According to Jim. We got beautiful Lindsay, my assistant, running, trying to cover a marathon in 4 hours. Also, Big Tad next to her.
Tad
gambling.
Staggering.
Craig?
Lumbering.
Yes.
You want to play along?
Yeah, sure.
You can win yourself one of these, all these things called pod cameras. iPod, yeah. Pod, Palm, Pod.
Yeah, iPod.
Palm, handheld.
Handheld
Palm TX.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got a built-in Wi-Fi system and Bluetooth technology.
Wi-Fi.
That's right. That's right. Tad's got built-in brown underpants technology. Oh, my God. Imagine wearing those things on your head doing a lap around the station after he covers 15 miles.
So Tad is so the caller is now going to agree with
along.
One of us?
I think he may place his own bet.
Oh, all right.
What do you think, Craig? You have a mileage estimation? Again, at the end of the show, when Lindsay covers a marathon, where's Big Tad going to be on the treadmill?
Well, he has to agree with one of us.
He does.
Otherwise, he's betting it.
He has
to be on the money or not.
He can do his own. Can he
do his own?
I got to guess this mileage, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Shut Dave's mic. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Please.
2 miles.
How many?
2.
2 miles.
That's it.
He's already at 6.
He's already low. That's a shame.
I'm sorry. Nice try. A lot of people would have said guess again, but we got Vaughn who wants to play for our PDA. Vaughn?
Hey, how you doing?
Now, there's a name.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, well, you know, it works.
Vaughn Gaylord. That's strong.
I don't know about the Gaylord part, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. It works. All right, you want to guess a mileage for Tad?
Yeah, I think he's going to do about 13 and a half miles at the most.
13.5 is Vaughn Gaylord's guess. All right. Hang on, Vaughn.
All right.
All right. write his number down. Keep him there. Not a bad guess. Seems to be on about that pace. We'll take a quick break. Who's up? Who's coming up next? Is that Allie Landry here?
Allie, yeah.
All right. We'll talk to her after this.
We now return to the first ever Adam Carolla Show Treadmill Marathon. Adam's bonerific assistant, Lindsay Case, well in the lead over the show's chunky flunky, Big Tad. You could fill an Olympic-sized pool with the sweat rolling down Tad's face and onto his many chins. Truly a hideous sight. Let's check back in with the action. Yes!
Well, Allie Landry in studio. Allie just standing outside of, or I should say in front of, Big Tad's treadmill, urging him on.
He's going to do it. I know he will.
Allie's ran a marathon. You ran the Boston Marathon in 2:02, yes?
And, I did. 02? I did, but and with no training whatsoever. I sort of did it for a charity event, and the only training I had was on a treadmill, kind of like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, we were sort of in the front of the pack with the pros.
The Kenyans.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the first, 2 miles, I had to go to the bathroom. And they had these, porta-potties on the side. And this woman, all the neighbors and the whole town is lining the streets. And someone saw that I was in line. So they said, well, why don't you just come into my house? So I'm thinking, great, I would get in and out much quicker. Go inside the house, hold the baby, eat a Krispy Kreme.
Wow.
I get out. I'm thinking, there was a lot of people there. I get out. No one is there.
Everyone passed.
Everyone had passed.
Wow.
So basically the rest of the marathon, I was with, 50, 60-year-old people, kind of the stragglers behind.
Sure.
But I finished.
You're the guys in wearing the waiter's outfits and the floor shimes, holding the trays and all that stuff.
Yeah, because there you have to qualify to even do Boston.
This is why I would never run a marathon, because as I was holding my side because I had a stitch in it and seeing the blurry finish line, and a guy dressed as one of the banana splits came running past me in 40 pounds of costume, I would break down and cry. The fact that guys are running, are running in dress shoes and beating your ass.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. These people's bodies are like Lindsay. She's a machine.
She is a machine.
She is a machine.
She's a running insane machine.
But just encouraging Tad to just do not stop. Walk as slow as you have to, but do not stop.
Yeah. Well, what if he has to go to the bathroom,
water,
by the way?
He didn't even have water.
We went ahead. I have the highest number. I picked 16 miles for him to cover.
Okay, so what is it? At 9 o'clock, is it?
The deal is Lindsay has done a marathon in 3 hours and 40 minutes or so. So well under 4 hours. The show's 4 hours. So she's going to cover her marathon somewhere around the end of the show.
Right,
and we will stop and see where Big Tad is. Bruska, put a bucket on the back of Big Tad in case he has to go number 2. This is a good idea. I don't want him stopping at anyone's house. He'll be like one of those horses at Central Park. We'll just bucket him.
Like one of those horses, Adam?
A larger version of one of those Clydesdales.
Certainly the smells that are going on out in that hallway right now are very similar
to
what comes out of the horse.
That's really Lindsay's biggest obstacle, because she's done marathons, but she's never had to... She's never had to jog next to a hamper for 26 miles. That's the biggest obstacle.
Filthy
for her.
Animal.
Okay.
Stinks.
All right.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
We'll check in. Mike, the intern, is standing there. Where is Lindsay at on her mileage meter?
All right. We'll find out right now. Lindsay, how far are you at right now?
11 miles.
11 miles?
It makes
seems like
go
we just started.
It
doesn't make me
want to
go home and kill myself.
Yeah,
I know.
That's crazy.
She's
going so fast.
11 miles. So she's...
How many miles an hour is she going right now?
7.3.
She's running at what?
7.3.
7 and change is where she has to
I can barely run it
stay at. So the point is she's on pace to cover a marathon before the show ends, but just with not a lot of time to spare. Now, where's Big Tad at?
All right. Big Tad, where are you at right now?
5.5 miles.
How fast is he going?
How fast are you going?
It varies from 3.5 to 4.
How fast are you going right now?
How fast right now?
3.5.
He's moving.
All right. So he's at what mileage? He's at 5 and whatever. So he's what's he at? About 15? He's below her pace, but is he on about 15 miles?
Yep. He's right on pace for Dave Damashek's bet of 14 miles. That's about where he should come in.
Wow. All right. I think I have over that. I have like 16. Anyway, enough marathon talk. We'll keep you all
posted.
This is
nice. You have pure entertainment right outside your door.
I know. Promise is tomorrow we get to just look through the window and watch Big Tad eat.
Well, he has his he wanted something else, I think, but I think he got someone to run down the hall and get him a Cliff Bar or something.
Yeah, what a shocker!
That's disaster.
Now's not the time to carb load.
I told him not to eat too fast or drink too fast because he might like vomit or something.
Yeah, I want to start placing bets on puking.
All right. Well, you collect that action. We got to take a break. Allie Landry's here. Plenty to talk to her about. Plenty more. Also, Def Frat Guy is going to be calling in. The Vigilante Ultimate Fighter is going to be coming by.
This
Larry Joe
awesome.
Campbell from, according to Jim, Dick Vitale, Christian Strippers. Too much show. We'll be back after this.
866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. All right. Allie Landry, or Ali Landry, as producer Bruska calls her.
He's learning.
I apologize.
It's okay. You're thinking Muhammad Ali.
I know.
Muhammad Ali was great.
Has no one ever done that before?
Yes, they do, but it's. I was named after Ali McGraw.
Okay, you got it.
She's hot. Or she
That's
was,
how
I
young
guess.
You are that you can be named after Ali McGraw?
No, I was born in 73, and that's, I guess, when Love Story came out.
Wow.
Yeah. Ali was, now I'm scared to say it,
yes,
was born in Louisiana,
oh,
right?
That's not scary to say. Yeah.
Miss Louisiana?
Oh, yeah.
Why? why the shame? That's
no,
good,
it's
right?
No shame. I just feel like there's all kinds of, you know,
what?
Stigmatizing.
Yeah, exactly. That goes with it.
I'll stigmatize you,
know,
you
I was
baby.
In college.
Yeah.
And
got a little crazy.
Wanted
in
a job. Yeah, I wanted
decided
a job.
Decided to enter a pageant.
Yeah, and decided to do it just because I knew I'd probably, you know, meet some people and get a job and maybe.
And Miss Louisiana, I mean, who are you up against? Like Nutria and stuff?
No. Although, you know, what's funny
Paul
is
Prudhomme.
As one of my
Paul
gifts.
Paul Prudhomme on the right, Nutria on the left.
Yeah. One of my gifts, which was really funny, was a Nutria fur coat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And all the fur was like in different colors, like of a pattern of a village or something.
It's a giant
like
swamp rat, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that a lot of people don't know the story.
It was quite the
I don't know if you
want to.
Do you know the Nutria story?
No.
The story, as I know it, is the guy who came up with Tabasco sauce or owned Tabasco sauce, McElhaney, the family. Imported a bunch of these things. And by the way, every bad thing that's in this country is from somewhere else. It's always the killer bees from Africa and the Nutrias from South America.
So why did he
and it's
bring
always
it in?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a giant, it's like a giant rat.
It's a giant rat.
It's a giant rat, but the fur is like almost like it's like really, really, really soft, and but it's rat.
It's
and
rat.
People actually, I think. I eat them.
It sounds like a supplement.
People in Louisiana eat anything.
Yeah. Nutria, it sounds like a...
I know.
Not like an animal, that's
it's
for sure.
It's scary. I know, it's one of those words that doesn't work, like garnishing
it has,
your
like,
wages. Doesn't sound bad.
Allie Landry, while
hold
we're
on
talking...
a second.
Oh,
hold
sorry.
On a second. I want to get to the end of the Nutria story. The Nutria were brought in by the McElhaneys who, you
Tabasco.
Know, do the Tabasco, and the guy thought he was going to bring them in, and he was going to breed them, and he was going to make a ton of money selling their fur. But then I guess a typhoon or something hit or a storm hit and it blew over all the cages and they all got wild and they ran out and they started breeding and they started killing and they took over
and
they started multiplying. Now they have a Nutria problem. I think they still pay like a buck a head for those things.
I never heard of a problem. You know, I know they exist, but yeah, you might be right. I know.
There is a bounty on the Nutria in Louisiana.
It really sounds like a bad 70s horror picture, but it's a true story, what you just spun there.
Yes, it's why we have to, it's why we have inspectors at the border now looking for that kind of stuff. You bring in some bad thing, and the next thing you know, we got some mad cow running around or the bird flu.
While we're speaking about giant swamp rats, what about this Mario Lopez?
Giant swamp rat. No. Yeah.
You guys were together for like 10 years, right?
Yeah, we were together for... No, not 10, like 6.
And then what? What went wrong? You got hitched.
My perception is I never lived with him, and so I guess I didn't really know if his sort of other life.
Which was what?
An a-hole. And didn't find out, I think, till like, I guess the week before the wedding. Probably like 2 days before I left, someone approached me and told me some things. And
like
I,
what?
He like was a Christian.
They saw him, I guess, on his bachelor party in a different place than he said he was, with several different girls. So that was the first thing.
Said he was in Vegas, but it turned out he was in a vagina.
Yeah. And several, I think.
Wow.
And I approached him. Of course, he denied it. And then right after the wedding, I tapped his phone, and he was...
Tapped his phone?
Yes.
How do you do that?
A girlfriend actually told me.
What?
And anyway, so I found out a lot of things, and found out it had been going on for 6 years. With a lot, like, probably close to 16 different girls that I found out about.
So
him, though. Well, how does... What? That's the mystery.
I'm so
Not
sorry.
Only did how would he fool around with a vision like you, how does he get 16 women, period?
What do you mean? He's good looking? He's on TV?
He's got that afro and everything. He's ridiculous. He hosts that retarded ESPN Hollywood. Come on.
He's on. Yeah. He's good looking. He has a nice build, and people recognize him from TV. You don't think you can get laid based on that?
Yeah, he's very, very charming. That's for sure.
Yes,
very,
you're insulting Ali over here by saying who would go out with that schlub, and she married the guy.
She's moved on. She's doing better now. She's engaged. She's got a ring on her finger.
She's getting married in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
to who? Who is it?
He's a director.
Principal Skinner. Who's the guy?
No, I met him at a Bible study. He's a director.
Oh, see, that's the thing.
He's amazing.
Here's the thing.
For a year and a half.
Yeah, Hollywood is not ruined. Allie Landry, not one bit. She's old-fashioned. She's old school. You just weren't prepared for the lifestyle.
You know,
that's all.
No, you feel so many different things after you find out something like that. I just had no idea like that would happen or could happen or somebody could do that to you.
Right. I remember feeling betrayed by my wife when I found out that she didn't want me to cheat. It was a cold slap in the face. That's all right. I'm dealing with it. It's not easy. It's the kind of thing that, if somebody said to me in high school that this is the way my life is going to be, I would have killed myself. But now it's like many people talk about, well, if you're paralyzed, you would kill yourself. But now I'm learning. The other day I went skiing with my assistant, and I didn't cheat.
You, sir, are the definition of courageous.
I don't look at myself as a hero. I look at myself as a god. I wish someone would say that one day. I'll tell you, the true heroes, those are the guys that are dead. Those are the guys who killed themselves because their old lady wouldn't let them cheat. I'm just Adam, the hero. All right, what the hell were we talking about?
Allie has put her life back together after this Slater, whatever his name is, with the afro.
You met a guy at a Bible study?
Mm-hmm.
God, I should have got
into
that.
Like a theology kind
of thing. Wow.
He's a director.
Mm-hmm. It's been weird him looking at the Bible with a boner.
He's a director.
He
has a film coming out, actually, that's coming out in September, October.
So he's a Hollywood guy, but he studies the Bible.
Yeah, it's a character-driven... I actually am in it, and I chop my hair off and play a mother who I see my child get killed in front of me. And it's a character-driven film, and it's about two people who horrible things sort of happen in their lives, and they find redemption in each other. And so it's a beautiful story.
It's called Davy and Goliath, the movie.
It's called Bella.
Do you go...
It's called Bella.
Where do you... Is there a celebrity Bible study?
No, I just heard about it through a friend. And at the time, I was, you know, it was... towards the end of when I was...
You were looking for meaning
healing.
In life.
Well, you know, it's just you have to reevaluate everything at that point.
Well, that's
like
what
that
I had to do when I found out my wife wouldn't let me cheat. I had to gather the pieces up and do some soul searching.
So, yeah, that's how I ended up there.
And are there other celebrities there?
There's a few, but not... I mean, you know, it's just regular people.
Gary Busey?
No.
Stephen Baldwin. Wow. Yeah, you guys, you should get together with Stephen Baldwin and give birth to a race of super good-looking religious children.
Yeah, I think my guy's way better than Stephen.
Oh, really? Wow.
But I've heard really good things about Stephen
Baldwin. Had the phone tapped. I like that. Do you have to use a private investigator to do that? How do you do that?
Mm-mm. Did that, like, break your heart having to do that? You must have been like, I can't believe it's
that's exactly what it was. It was absolutely
You've brought
terrible.
Me to this.
And the fact that... She told me, you know, that's the only way you'll know for sure. And so we did it.
Is it a cell phone or a house phone? Cell phone? How do you have a cell phone tap?
I'll get your number
when we get up here.
Oh, really? I mean, it's not a legal thing. It's not something we could all do. You have to know somebody.
No, you can all do it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then you sit and listen to him on the phone.
Of his messages got forwarded to my phone without him knowing.
Oh, yeah. And that's tough. And you know the tough part, too. And listen, let me just say this. If you have the goods on somebody, don't play around. When they come home, just go, listen, I have the recordings of you. Don't do that.
That's what happened.
So, did you talk to your friend today? What do you mean? What friend? Who are you talking about? Steve or Bob? Talk about your friend. You know that part where you know somebody knows something and you don't, but they're not going to let you in on it yet? There's no worse 5 minutes of your life. How's it going over there? How was your little trip? You know, they know something. You just hit them with it, right?
I tried, but I couldn't. I couldn't hope. I had to just...
Just because he was cheating on you with 16 other women, there's no reason to embarrass the guy.
Yeah, that's right. All right. The point is you had it annulled.
Everything happens for a reason, and God I am out of that. Everything happens. Thank God I am out of that situation. That was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. That's it.
Well, a positive note to go out
Absolutely.
On. We wish you well. Oh, by the way, I want to give a little plug to Eve, the
That's
TV
right.
show. Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on UPN. How's the merger going to go with the WB and the UPN?
You know, we don't know anything. We don't know anything, but we're really excited about it just because, you know, there's not that many comedies on the WB, and we're, you know, one of them on UPN that does well. So hopefully we'll go over and, you know, have another year.
I like,
and go
you
into
know,
syndication.
You got a lot of range. One minute you're studying the Bible, next minute you're tapping cell phones, but you know nothing about your series and the merger. It's really, you're all over the road, but I like that.
Catches Doritos in her mouth.
That's right.
No one knows anything about the merger. No one knows anything. You know, they really keep us sort of.
Well, why don't you tap one of the suits' phones and see if you can get some inside information on that. All right. Eve, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock, UPN. Allie Landry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. We have a deaf frat guy waiting for us after this.
Marv Albert checking back in from the inaugural Adam Carolla Show Treadmill Marathon. I'm not even in the room. I'm on tape. Still, I know that Big Tad is bringing up the rear. Both competitors having trouble with their sports bras. Tad's bosoms not only are significantly less attractive than Lindsay's, but also a great hindrance in this competition. We go back now live to the action.
Yes, we do. So, just to recap, Big Tad going up against my beautiful assistant, Lindsay. LA Marathon coming up Sunday. My assistant, Lindsay, does run marathons. 3 hours and 40 minutes, her best time. We're going to see if she can cover the 26.2 miles in under 4 hours. That's the length of the show, although I know it feels much longer to a lot of you. Let's check back in. Now, what we were gambling on is where Big Tad would be when Lindsay got to 26.2 miles. Big Tad has not helped this case by wearing softball cleats, the idiot. Doesn't even have running shoes. Would you think you'd have to tell a 31-year-old man to bring running shoes if he was going to attempt to run a marathon on a treadmill the following morning?
It doesn't make a difference when you're an elite athlete like he is. The Kenyans, they run barefoot. Same way. He doesn't need the fancy...
I gotta say, in terms of athletic achievements, some are made a bigger deal of than others. Ones that aren't talked about enough are the guys who win the marathons barefoot.
Yeah.
I can't go to my mailbox barefoot without breaking down halfway there and calling for an airlift to get me out.
What was that whole fad back in the 80s with NFL kickers not wearing a shoe?
I like that.
That seems dumb.
I know. They should get more credit, too, especially when it's a Buffalo and it's January and they got no shoe on.
To what end? It seems like showing off.
It's like kicking a frozen turkey. All right, speaking of frozen turkeys, let's check in with Mike and talk to Lindsay first, see where she's at. Wait a minute. Lindsay off the treadmill. What's going on
technical
here?
Technical problems for Lindsay. Hold on 1 second. I'll let her explain it.
Okay, Lindsay, what's going on there?
Shut off.
The treadmill shut off.
Lindsay is...
Mile 16,
and it shut down. So we're going to get it rebooted and get you back on there, and then we'll do the math. We'll add it on to the 16 miles.
She's going again. She's got it going.
Okay.
Lindsay, it's like when you roll over the odometer. She beat the treadmill.
Yes. tilt, it said. Nice job, Lindsay. All right, so we know we were at 16 miles with Lindsay when it broke down, so we can just add it on. All right, now let's check in with Big Tad.
Well, there's reports of calf problems in Big Tad's camp. Can he tell us about that?
You mean baby cow, or are you talking about the lower leg?
No, my right calf is killing me, and my left foot is strained right now.
Perhaps you shouldn't have worn softball cleats.
They're not softball cleats.
Have you seen a high top running shoe with spikes on the bottom on it before?
Don't worry about it.
Suck it up.
Don't worry about it.
When I say suck it up, when I say suck it up, I'm not talking about Mike the intern either. I mean, you know, have some guts.
By the way,
19.1, Tad.
Mike, play the song.
Don't
play the song, Mike.
Oh, Riz got to hear some Pearl Jam to motivate him.
Dad asked me to play him an inspirational.
Right. He doesn't love their music. It's a band that has the word jam in it.
Running, baby.
Oh, look at.
Where is he, by the way?
The building's shaking. Tad's running.
Yeah. Tad, do not burn yourself out. We have almost 2 hours to go.
He nearly topped 5 miles per hour there.
Wow.
Can you guys feel that?
Him moving? I farted.
I can put your hands on the desk. No, start running again, Tad. Run just for a second.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I can feel it in here.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell because I haven't done that by putting my hand on the desk before. But
Make him run again, and you can feel it.
All right, I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
And I'll try to figure out when he's running and when he's not running.
And by the way, okay. I'm getting yelled at by Lindsay as we're doing this, too.
Uh-oh.
She says I'm being annoying.
Wow.
Smell is more than annoying.
I don't think I'm going to be able to feel it.
Put your hands on the desk.
Nah.
Sorry.
He didn't start running. He didn't do it.
Well, then it works. Yeah. All right, listen.
He's complaining. I could feel it.
Okay. I think you can feel it because you're looking at 300-pound mass go up and down. If you close your eyes, maybe you couldn't tell either.
I could feel it.
All right.
Next time he's feeling better, I'll make him do it.
Well, we'll try it during your radio show, perhaps.
Fine.
Hey, Big Tad, what mile are you on at this point?
I'm at 7 right now.
7.
I had to go to the restroom, so I had to stop and start again.
Okay. All right. You couldn't just go in your pants. I said we're going to put a bucket behind you.
I bet $100 on 14. Bill the Gay Bordop bet on 11.3.
Yeah.
11.2. It seems like one of the two of us is in line to be the winner.
Seems pretty good so far, although he could keep dropping and he could get the calf cramp and whatever. I mean, he could significantly drop off in the next hour or so.
Or he could rally. 15.1, Tad.
Come on, Tad. Let's go, buddy. Kelly Carter is in studio.
This guy's fantastic.
Dave found this story. Did you see it on the news, Dave?
Yeah.
You were watching news. Now, it turns out Kelly thwarted a robbery. They're trying to steal his pickup truck. A couple of common street thugs trying to steal his pickup truck. But they didn't factor in the Kelly factor, as I like to call it. He's an ass kicker. He's a mixed martial arts guy. And he put the smack down on two of these
guys.
Big
fella.
Yeah, he threw one of them. Into a sleeper hold, and the other one he just threw the chai latte.
He walked out of a Starbucks. Is that right?
Describe it. Yeah.
It was in Starbucks. There, I was in there buying a phone. Went to Starbucks. Went out, put my laptop back in there just for a minute to go get my chai latte soy.
Mm-hmm. And, manly man.
Yeah. Laptop chai latte. Don't mess with him.
That's what I'm all about, man. I go in there. If I had an Earl Grey. He was in trouble, but it's very, very cool. But yeah, I go out there and I find the guy's looking in my car. I knew what was going on right away, and there was a guy parked next to it with a getaway car, and he had the window open, and I just told him to, in so many words, get away from my car. Mm-hmm. And I go over, and the guy starts pulling away and leaving his friend there. And so he had his window down. I told him, I go, I got you. Don't leave. Mm-hmm. I got you like that. And he goes by, and he wouldn't stop. So I kicked the side of his car, and I put a huge dent in it. And then all I could think of is throwing my tea in his face. I think I was thinking a kingpin or something. I don't know. I just went into his face.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ow.
Now,
except for it was cold, right? He was probably refreshed by it.
Oh, yeah. It was tasty.
Yeah.
Wait, it was a hot one or no? It was cold.
It was hot.
Oh, it was hot. One. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty fresh.
But still, that's $9 worth of beverage you parted with.
It is. It cost me even more money.
Yeah.
By doing that.
So he takes off. He's the getaway guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to brag, but I thwarted a robbery myself in Santa Monica, and it was the same thing. It's the one guy sits in the car. In this case, it was a purse snatcher, but there'll be one guy in the car. The other guy grabs the purse and jumps in the car or grabs the laptop or whatever and jumps into the getaway thing. So he took off.
Yeah, he took off.
But his face scalded now.
His face scalded.
That's a great move for you in the ultimate fighting, though. You got to always have a hot cup of tea ready to go.
If they would only let you bring that in there, that could be. It's supposed to be no rules. You'd think they'd let you bring tea in there.
Right, true.
Yeah. No gouging and no throwing of beverages. Those are the rules.
Girly drinks, yeah.
So, yeah. So this guy takes off and the other guy's left behind.
The other guy's left behind. And he still knows I'm on him, and he'd already broken my window after he knew I was on him.
Is this during the day or at night?
It's during the day. It's 5:00
in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah,
nice neighborhood too.
Couple of Hasidic Jews.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm thinking. I had a vague description.
Well, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You see the black suits and the payos off the side and the yarmulkes and everything. Yeah. I mean, look, like we don't like the stereotype, but if there is one group that's breaking into cars, and look, it's not to say that other groups don't commit crimes. The blacks and the Mexicans are doing white collar stuff. They're crunching numbers over at Enron. But it's Hasidic Jews that are out on the streets. I say the white collar stuff is just as bad, by the way. But these are the guys we actually see on the streets and have to deal with. All right, so the guy tries to pin you down with a dreidel, but you karate chop him. What happened?
He goes in and he breaks my window anyway, and he knows I'm on him.
Mm-hmm.
He still reaches in to get my laptop. He thinks he's going to run away, and his friend is gone.
Right.
And so I'm like, man, I go, just leave. I go, if you just would run,
yeah.
I am in my insurance base for the glass. I could care less. Just leave my laptop.
Right.
But he starts hoofing it with my laptop and drops it.
Oh.
So he's got another chance to just, like, leave.
Oh.
But he goes over and picks it up and bends over and gives me a straight shot for a Benny the Jet shin kick right to the face. And I'm like, he had a ice pick in his hand.
He threw a kick at you?
No, I kicked.
You kicked him?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He's wielding the ice pick. The bad guy's wielding the ice pick. Now instinct takes over.
Ice pick is old school, too.
Yeah.
I wonder
if
he was using that to try to break into your car or something.
That's what he did. He shattered the window with
the ice pick.
You're wearing cowboy boots. Were you wearing those during...
No, I was in my training clothes. I was on my way to boxing at the time.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Wow, that's good.
So now this guy has the ice pick. You give him a kick in the head.
Yeah, and he took it.
Wow.
That's the
adrenaline
thing.
Was... pumping, probably.
It was actually like the most beautiful kick. It was like poetry I've ever delivered in my life. And he took it and he shook it off.
Whoa.
And it was like Jason or something. You know, it was
back up again with the ice pick.
And back up with the ice pick. And I saw that. I just grabbed it and in a loving and caring way, I put him against the brick wall behind him. And I was getting the ice pick out of his hand. And somehow it flipped over the wall, and he wouldn't stop. I'm just trying to do. I'm not trying to hurt the guy. I'm just trying to get him arrested.
Of course not. What's he done to you?
I just want him to get arrested. So but he kept fighting with me. So I put him in a. Can I say this on the air? That's a rear naked choke.
Yeah.
Is that
okay? Rear naked
rear
choke.
Rear naked choke. I don't want to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite what it sounds.
Finished
like.
Finished him off with a reach around.
Yeah.
That'd be weird for the cops who came up on the scene. Let him finish, her.
So yeah. It's funny you say that.
So the cops showed up?
The cops showed up. I take him
now,
over.
Now, did somebody call the cops, I'm guessing?
I had him in a choke. I'm pinning him against, just trying to contain him, and the person walks by. I ask him to call the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just wouldn't stop, and so I didn't want to sink it in too deep because he could, like, not come back to consciousness, you know?
Yeah, and then you would get sued. Or jail, probably. Or both.
So I controlled it so I could just take him down, but I had to sink it in deeper to put him down because he wouldn't stop. So then the strangest aroma came up all of a sudden, and I'm like, that is true.
Wow.
What happens?
No. He defecated?
Both.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Wait.
You squeezed the essence out of him.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yes, gnarly. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard the stories that happens, and now I know.
And then you just sit on the guy till 5-0 shows up.
Yeah, I took him down. I didn't take him unconscious, but I took him down. I just put my knee on him, and he kept fighting and fighting. So I'm like, you know.
with a butt full of poop.
He wouldn't move it. He just wouldn't stop. And I said, you know, I'm going to be hitting you in the head now. until the police come, and I'll gladly do it if you just stop. You know, I'll stop.
Mm-hmm. And he's swearing in Yiddish at this point,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
That's
a good thing I know my
Yiddish. Speak a little bit.
Yeah.
So now how long does it take for the cops to show up?
They were there very fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Wow.
3-4 minutes, you know, and it's as soon as I told the guy to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wouldn't stop, and I'm like, I can pound on him all day and
right.
to a pulp, or I can just try to just submit
him.
He's
just full of adrenaline.
Yeah, I think he was full of some other things, too.
Wow. No, he cleared himself of those other things.
So now
those were in his underpants.
You do the mixed martial arts as well as many other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have
yes.
Dana White, actually, the president of the UFC, on the phone. Dana?
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing? Thanks for calling into the show.
No, my pleasure.
How about talk about street fighting? Forget about the octagon. We got Kelly Carter here, who's actually he's doing his sparring on the sidewalks of Southern California.
Morning.
How about
how long you been training?
I've been training about most of my life. I started doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu about when everybody else did, about 8 years ago or so, when the UFC came out.
When Brusca did.
Yeah.
When everybody else
We're talking about the Gracie brothers, right?
Yeah, Gracie's, yeah.
Yeah.
Carson Gracie school. And I did the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu circuit for a while. But I've struck all my life. I started boxing when I was 8. And I've been taking boxing and kickboxing much more seriously over the last 5 years.
How old are you?
I'm in my 30s.
Yeah?
Are you going to judge me for that?
No. How'd you like to try out for Ultimate Fighter Season 4?
Sounds like a good opportunity.
Do you want to do that? Would you like to do the TV show, or would you like to, you know, actually do the fighting? Or can you do the fighting without doing the TV show first, Dana?
It's possible. We'd have to take a look at him and see how good he is.
How does that work, by the way? Do you just put him in with a guy you know is at a certain level, and they spar, and you see if the guy has the goods to do it or not?
Yeah, he could come out to Vegas, and we could, we have a training center out here where we shoot the TV show, and we can check him out and evaluate him.
It's a great TV show, by the way.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
What do you think, Kelly? You interested?
Yeah, I've had friends on there, and... Mm-hmm. And when it first came out, I had heard about it early and just didn't have the opportunity to try to approach that at all. I'm in a better position now to consider that.
Oh, you are? What does that mean?
Just have it together a little bit better as far as my business goes. And I was on the road a lot at the time.
But are you making money now? Are you working?
Are you
gainfully employed?
My business does very well. I own a business down in Corona del Mar, Sports Performance Center.
And
tea house.
So why would you do something like this? I mean, I'm no expert at this, but I'm assuming that most of the guys Dana is dealing with are young, are hungry, that this is way out in a certain sense. I mean, you have money,
true.
You have a laptop, even though it's broken. why do it? Just for pride?
You know, I don't want to be, regret the way that my college football took off. I wasn't satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
It kept me hungry to compete, kept me hungry to be an athlete.
I don't want to be thirsty for
tea. and actually, Adam, to
yes.
be honest with you, this isn't like boxing where, you know, boxing always has the same old story. If I came up from the mean streets of such and such, if it wasn't for boxing, I'd be dead or in jail.
Right.
Most of these guys come from a martial arts background, and a lot of them are college educated, and you know, they do have they do make money outside the UFC, and are very bright guys and could do something else other than fighting. They get into the UFC because they like to compete.
Well,
like he said, he's a competitor, he likes to compete, and that's usually why guys get into the UFC.
Okay, but I've seen the show.
Making money doesn't suck either. But.
Yeah, most of the guys are in their mid-20s, early to mid-20s.
Actually, you had Chuck Liddell in there recently. He's a light heavyweight champion. He's 38.
Oh, we know Chuck from the show.
Couture just retired. He's 42.
you know, these guys don't take the damage to the head that boxers do either, so their careers last longer.
That's right. They take it to the scrotum. all right, so what do you say, Kelly? Do you want to hook up with Dana and try this out?
Certainly. All right. Sounds like fun.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, Dana White.
Thanks,
president of the UFC. Thanks for calling in. We'll hook you guys up off the air. Well, local hero, Kelly
Carter. Latte Warrior on his way to the UFC.
That's right.
Awesome.
Stopping by at Starbucks on the way.
Do not mess with Kelly Carter. Thanks for stopping by.
It's an awesome story.
Def Rat Guy.
Thanks, guys.
Phoning in. Also, Larry Joe Campbell in here from According to Jim. Dick Vitale calling in. We'll check in with Tad and Lindsay. All that coming up.
Yes, man, Chuck Liddell. Call Adam Carolla now at 1-866-901-ADAM. If you don't, I'll beat your ass.
Yes, he will. 866-901-ADAM's the phone number. Big Tad, not doing so well on that treadmill. I went high. I was really an idiot. I got
16
screwed.
Miles in less than 4 hours.
Well,
chance, that pig.
I'll tell you my problem. My problem is I didn't factor in the taking breaks for the bathroom and taking breaks to rest and all that. Phone screener Brian, or maybe it was a producer Angie, said, well, you'll cover 12, 13 miles if you just walk for 4 hours. And I thought, well, all right. He's going to be doing some jogging, so I'll just add on a couple more miles. But I foolishly didn't factor in the part where he was just going to stop. And that he was wearing softball cleats. Softball cleats. Again, I'll give this speech one more time. You people out there exercising, I see guys running down the street in floor shines and bowling shoes, wearing jeans, maybe cutoffs. I see guys at the gym wearing combat boots and fatigues. And so please get some sweatpants and some running shorts. It drives me insane. It makes me think your car just broke down or you're running from the law. When I see a guy running in jeans, I assume there's cops not far behind. I assume there are going to be guys coming up to me going, did you see a guy, an idiot, running in jeans? Which way did he go? He's got my laptop. I got to get him in a sleeper hold. All right. Where were we?
Yes. We got the
Def Rat Guy. Def Rat Guy's on the blower. He's going to check in. He's been out at the spring break. He's a 50-year senior over at USC. He's out celebrating spring break. Def Rat Guy?
Bro?
He's partying down in Cabo.
Before he split, we sent him. My wife, when I got home, said, how can you talk to Def Rat Guy over the phone? And I said, well, we sent him with one of those aids, one of those phone aids for the deaf. It's a TDD device, they call it. And you hook it up to a phone line, and I guess somehow it enables the deaf to communicate over the phone. So last time we spoke to you, you were in Cabo. Are you still out in Cabo?
Negative, bro.
Where are you now?
So I'm somewhere on the middle of Baja on the bus.
Oh, you're going to your Baja. So still in Mexico.
No, dude, we got into big trouble.
What happened?
When Moose had a game, the balcony of our hotel, he was throwing bottles into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were breaking. It was it's just Moose being Moose.
Right.
You don't have to tell me.
So Moose was being Moose, and he's throwing bottles off the balcony of the hotel you guys were at in Cabo, and things got a little out of hand, and what happened?
Well, we got kicked out of the hotel. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal. Uh-huh. But we were just partying all night and then sleep on the beach or maybe hook up.
Right. Right. You don't mean you and Moose hooking up.
No, all of us. Everyone got kicked out. Dude, Mitty, Poochie, Mike F., we all got booted.
Is Poochie the one that looks like Jeter?
Yeah, but short, you know, he's like 5'3".
Okay, right.
But he looks exactly like Derek Jeter.
And that's why he's able to get a lot of tail.
Hell yeah, dude. That dude gets some serious ass.
Wow.
Why would you leave there then? What are you on a bus in Baja for?
Dude, wait. It gets better.
Okay.
So we go to Cabo Wabo. You know the place that's owned by the guy from Twisted Sister?
Yeah.
Sure. I thought that was Van Halen.
I thought it was Van Halen, too. But anyway.
Well, he's playing pool with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess he thought Poochie was Derek Jeter.
Right.
Moose was, Moose is really wasted by now.
Mm-hmm.
and the dude, you know, the guy from Twisted Sister taking a shot at Moose comes up and farts in the guy's face.
Right. That's Sammy Hagar, right?
Yeah, the guy that...
It's the Red Rocker.
Yeah, whatever, dude. It doesn't matter because he's a total, can I say this, butthole.
Wow.
Moose is just being Moose. He comes up and farts in his face, right?
Right. Right.
And the bouncers come up and they're going to do a dance on our faces.
Mm-hmm.
So Moose puts the guy in a rear naked choke.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's really catching on, that rear naked choke.
The next thing we know, dude, the Mexican cops are kicking our asses.
Right.
And to make bail, me and Moose had to sell our plane tickets.
Oh, man.
So now we're on a bus. I don't even know where we are, but the driver said it would be like 36 hours until we get to San Diego, and then my uncle's going to pick us up and take us to Havasu.
Wow, you guys are going to keep partying.
Dude, hell yeah. After what we've been through, we deserve it.
Right.
Havasu's going to be off the hook.
Wow. All right.
It's Thursday, though.
The other thing, Poochie's pre-law. He says we can sue.
Oh, really? He's pre-law. And now, Maverick, what's your major?
Communications.
Oh, okay. And you also are going to be looking for a job over here on the Adam Carolla radio show when you get back from Havasu now, I guess.
Well, the goal was for this to be, you know, he's going to be our spring break correspondent, but he's really not reporting much other than bad news.
Well, but this is what happens. I mean, he's reporting what happens to him through the eyes of deaf frat guy, spring break, aught six.
Hmm.
Yes?
I mean...
Yes?
This is spring break.
I guess.
Really.
Right. I guess that's what it's all about.
All right, so you're
spring
on a...
break is... Spring break is technically over for us.
Right.
But it's just more a state of mind.
Right. So you're going to keep this thing going.
Dude, if you're not wasting the day is...
Right. All right. Well, that's how I always know we've reached the end of our interview. Thank you, Jason, or as we know you, Maverick, or as the audience knows you, Deaf Frat Guy. Have fun on that bus trip. And next time we hear from you, hopefully you'll be in Havasu. What an uncle. Poochie's uncle driving him all the way out to Havasu after he picks him up in San Diego.
Bring me cold beer.
Okay, dude.
Late.
On.
I always like the late. Mm. All right, we will take ourselves a break. Larry Joe Campbell here from According to Jim. We'll check in with Big Tad. Dick Vitale calling in. That'll be exciting. And the Christian stripper coming in at some point, too. All that coming up.
This is C. Thomas Howell. Give Adam Carolla a call right now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Yes, you should. Larry Joe Campbell is here from According to Jim, ABC, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. Fifth season, 100 episodes in the can. That's nice.
Oh, that's great.
Because now you're in syndication, right?
Or yeah, it starts next fall.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, the syndication does, yeah.
You will be syndicated while on the air? Or...
That's the hope. We haven't gotten the official pickup for next year, but I think we're good.
Well, it's been a perennial winner for ABC over the last 5 years, right?
Yeah, it's been doing all right.
Jim Belushi?
Yeah. Yeah, great guy.
Kooky, though.
Kooky?
Yeah. No. He's pretty
straightforward.
He seems
pretty
super normal to me.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, he wrote that whole book about how to win over babes and stuff. It seems like a weird... Right?
Yeah.
You read his book?
I did read it. Real Men Don't Apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
coming
out.
He postulates some interesting things in there.
Oh, like yeah. It. He's yeah. He took from what I read, he had taken a lot out.
Wow.
It's a little more PG.
Now, did you have to read it? Because my old partner, Dr. Drew, wrote a book.
Yeah.
And I never read it. And he was always angry. It was one of these things he would kid about constantly, but I know he meant it. He was truly hurt that I didn't read it.
Really? Yeah. Every week, Jim would say, did you read it? So I had to get through it. I read
yes.
Adam's
Rachel
the one
Perry.
That gets upset at people who don't listen to his radio show or that his parents don't know.
Yeah.
Don't.
No, I'm a lunatic.
and yet you don't read your best friend's book.
No, wow. It's I'm actually quite the opposite. I don't get upset if people don't listen.
And
to the
Adam
show.
Doesn't know how to read.
And I don't know how to read, so that's kind of my excuse. Also, I did something smart, which is I wrote a book with Dr. Drew that I never read. And so I always use it as an excuse. Hey, I haven't read my own book. How could I possibly read yours? I do that with stop signs and directions and everything.
I remember when you were doing that show, I came on it with John Cryer and Paget Brewster.
That's right.
I think I said two words.
Yeah.
I was just in my own little hole. And real shy.
John was in here. John, yeah. Speaking of in your hole, John was here. It's a good segue. John was here yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was The Trouble with Normal.
That's right.
Which was a short-lived, was that ABC?
ABC.
Or ABC sitcom. And they must have liked you, seeing your work on that. And did that lead to the, according to
Jim? Yeah, I got a little holding deal with them right after that and did a Jeffrey Tambor pilot that tanked. Mm-hmm. And I actually auditioned for According to Jim and they said, no thanks. And then they recast and I got on.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's one, I don't know what the average, it's probably about the average time a junkie tries to quit heroin or the average time a smoker tries to quit cigarettes that a guy gets onto a sitcom. You know what I mean? Like, you must do 5.3 sitcoms before you get onto one that actually takes.
Right.
How many do you think you've done over the years?
I did three pilots, and then I got the According to Jim one. So
now,
that's a little better track.
Now heading towards syndication and Easy Street.
If that happens, what does that basically figure out for you? The set for life as a result of syndication?
SAG residuals.
Like, how's that work out?
Well, but there's no points for
five
me.
Figures each year.
No,
he doesn't have points. But the guy who produced it, or the guy who created it, or other people who
Jim's
have points in it, Jim's fine.
Yeah, Jim's good.
Plus, he got $10 million from Catwoman, his nutty neighbor, because she was going. What was the story with that?
They, I think it had to do with a fence and trees and. Undressing in windows and stuff.
He has a his neighbor
right.
Was not Eartha Kitt, but who was she from?
That was Julie Newmar.
Julie Newmar from Batman,
right?
And those two were going at it.
But she was just on the show.
She was on the show. Yeah, I saw that.
To make peace.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think so. And we kissed. I made out with Julie Newmar.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. She's a very good.
Mazel tov.
She was fantastic.
Let me.
I'm not that picky. Sorry.
Little reset.
You gave her the ballpark, Frank.
Let me reset up what we've been working on this morning, which is the LA Marathon's coming up Sunday. I could do an hour on that. I disapprove. But the point is Lindsay, my beautiful blonde assistant, is a marathoner. She's covered a marathon in under 4 hours. I thought it'd be fun to have her run on a treadmill and see if Big Tad could keep up. See how many miles Big Tad covered when she got to the marathon, 26.2 miles, on her treadmill. They're running side by side. We gambled on it. I think I'm going to lose $100. But intern Mike, let's check in. Where's Lindsay at in the mileage department?
All right. Lindsay, where are you at right now?
Almost at 20.
Uh-oh. She sounds
almost
like she's
20.
Weakening.
Yeah. She's hitting the wall.
I'll say you, Dave.
I say yay to you, baby doll. Unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm going to feel bad when the second she steps off that treadmill at 10 o'clock, I yell at her to pick up my dry cleaning and go get me a soy latte. And I yell Mach Chanel. She heads to her crappy car. All right. So she's at coming right up on 20 or at 20 miles?
20 miles. She's already there.
At 20 miles. So she's on pace to finish a marathon before this show ends. Big Tad, where's he at? Last I saw him, he stepped off the treadmill.
He had some more leg problems, but he got back on right now. He's at a slower clip right here. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Oh. Tad's hit the surly wall.
What's his number? What's he at?
What mileage are you at, Tad?
Don't spray that, please.
All right, Tad, come on, buddy.
No, we just had someone spray an aerosol can, and now it's, like, killing me.
All right. Well, you were killing them, to be fair.
You do. It does smell like a zoo out there as a result of you.
I'm at about 9.
You're at about 9.
Yeah.
All right, Tad, listen to me, my brother. This is the ace man, the man whose name is on your paychecks. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I picked 16.
Man, you're way off.
A point. No, not if you dig deep. Dig deep.
Wait.
Hey, you know what, Ted?
Yes, sir.
It's sizable gut check time.
Mike.
You need to check your sizable gut, and I need to see some intestinal fortitude out of you and whatever else goes on in your gastro bi area.
Mike, play the music.
The point is let's hear some Pearl Jam and motivate Big Cat.
Close your eyes.
It's
touch
working.
The desk.
Oh, that I feel, yeah.
You can feel Tad running from down the hall.
Yes, I can. Yeah. I can feel that.
Bill the Gay board op, who bet $100 at the outset of the show, and he bet 11.3 miles for Fat Tad, looks to be in the lead right now. He looks to be
11.2.
I have 14. Right. I'm the closest competitor right now.
Yes, I can feel he's shaking the entire floor.
Something's working, though. That music is helping. He's running now.
Well, put it on a loop. I want it going for 1 hour. Big Tad, you have to average 7 miles an hour for the next hour.
His calf just went out. I think he's close to
done.
Yeah. He's off. Went out.
He didn't get a quarter of the way into the song.
He's off the treadmill.
He's in pain.
He's off the treadmill.
He's off the treadmill. Right. Talk to him. Let's hear what's going on.
Dad, what do you have to say?
It's on the floor.
All right. I've heard enough.
We got a runner dune.
That's a stain that will never come out.
All right. We need a cleanup on aisle 9 over there.
Lindsay almost threw up, she said.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing about Tad. Tad's sweating out hoagies from the early 80s. I mean, he's tapping resources on his body that he's not gotten to in many, many a year.
I'm concerned about him driving back to the OC later today and having like a calf cramp. We better
put him up here in the KR studio.
Medic.
We better get back to Mike. Tad's down on the floor.
All right. Mike, put a mic on him.
Tad, what happened?
Both of my calves just went out.
Perhaps it's because you chose to wear softball cleats. High top softball cleats to run a marathon in.
I can't hear you.
Or perhaps he decided to overeat for 30 years of his life. He put an inhuman toll on those two legs.
All right.
But what is
carrying 480 pounds?
What is that? Is that like a buildup of lactic acid? Is it just like the body can't handle
it? Well, look, I think it was unrealistic of us to expect that he was going to go for 3 hours without cramping up or falling
get
over.
Get up, you sow! Walk! Walk right. Like the wind!
All right, we need to take a break. Larry, I'm sorry.
What the hell?
I want to apologize. Larry Joe Campbell is here from According to Jim. We will hang with us, would you please, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
We'll play a little Ask Us Rodeo, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'd love it.
When we come
wait.
Back, also Dick Vitale going to be calling in. All that coming up.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
Larry Joe Campbell in studio. I know he sounds like a serial killer. He really just eats a lot of cereal. According to Jim, name of his show, fifth season, 100 episodes. Heading towards sweet syndication. Brian's a big fan. Brian?
Ace, man. Love the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was just calling to talk to Larry. I was going to tell him, me and my wife love According to Jim. It's like one of our favorite shows on TV. And you're like our favorite character by far.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. The by far thing, we'll see if Jim's listening, but
he'll be upset.
Oh, Jim's funny, but when you came out recently, that Cupid, I almost spit up my food. I was eating dinner watching your show.
Well, it's my big belly in a diaper, so. But thank you. I appreciate
it. Hey, any way you can get the laugh, brother.
I know. I'm easy.
And listen, Jim's funny, but Larry's a professional. I just wanted to make Jim feel worse about that. He's paid to get
so
laughs.
Done.
Now, you're also the spokesman for Ballpark Franks, though.
Well, yeah, that we'll see. That I think that may have passed.
Well, why would they have chosen you in the first place? You seem like a man who's, you know, all about fitness and everything.
Oh, yeah, you know, the dog, I love the dogs. And they're very tasty. But, yeah, I think they want to appeal more to women and children, and I guess I don't do that.
You have five children.
That's right. Five and under.
Speaking of fitness, by the way, Big Tad, who was on the carpet, down, didn't seem like he was going to beat the count, was getting a calf massage from producer Angie, and who, again, got very serious with Damashek during the commercial. Dude, get away.
Get away from me.
Dude.
Not even kidding.
Dude.
And the very rare inverted dude or horizontal yes. dude. He usually delivers the dude from the upright position, but this was the laying down dude. And this is a very serious dude that guys use when they're not kidding. The guy who really is hurt when you're wrestling. Dude, I'm serious. Dude, don't even. Or the dude who's sick, who's been drinking too much, and you're coming at him with the Sharpie. Dude, seriously, dude, don't even. When dudes get serious, that's what happens.
I didn't even do anything to him. I went over there to just pour a gallon of bleach on him to try and mute the smell a little bit.
No, he's back on the treadmill.
He's on the horse.
Very, very slow pace right now. How fast is he going out there, Mike?
Let's see. Right now, he is going at 2.2 miles per hour. How say you, Tad?
Dude, I say... I like to apologize for all the cussing and all the bad-mouthing earlier.
All right. What mile are you on, Big Tad?
Shoot, I don't know.
Right now, he's good. Just finishing off his ninth mile.
It's great radio, by the way. I don't know. All right.
Did he volunteer for this?
How we... No.
No.
But he didn't volunteer. He doesn't volunteer for anything. Lindsay, what mile is Lindsay, my assistant Lindsay, on? Mike, can you see?
Yeah, Lindsay is at 20 and a half right now.
20 and a half?
How say you, Lindsay?
I think I'm actually higher than that because the treadmill kept shutting off. But I say yay, and I'd like to thank George and Daisy for bringing these treadmills. Thanks.
Wow, so composed. Hitting the 20-mile
She literally,
wall and
about
still
15
composed.
Minutes ago, because she wanted to get in on the NCAA office pool, she did her picks while on the treadmill. That's
wow.
true.
And she's rolling calls for me.
Jeepers.
All right. So, Lindsay, I don't know if there was a problem with the treadmill or what the deal is, but we are running out of time for her to get to 26.2. She's going to have to run her little tukus off to get there. All right. Now, we got news. We got sports. But first, I think we're going to play a little Ask Kiss Rodeo. Are we not?
Celebrity.
A little celebrity edition with Larry Joe Campbell. Who's our celebrity? Jeff Probst is the current
holds the belt.
Belt holder
okay.
for celebrity Ask Kiss Rodeo. Mm. But we'll try with you and see how you do.
I'm a better Ask Kisser.
Here we go.
We shall see.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo. Woo-hoo!
Jim Belushi, funny guy.
Great. Yeah, he's hilarious. You're absolutely right. I love what you say.
But I like John Belushi better.
Oh, John was hilarious. Even doing Continental Divide, he's cracking me up.
St. Patty's Day, favorite holiday coming up tomorrow.
There's nothing better, Adam. It's all green all the time.
Yeah. Although, pales in comparison to Bastille Day.
Oh. Yeah, St. Patty's Day sucks compared to that.
I see Big Tad on the treadmill. That's how I like to work out, running on that treadmill.
I got a belly just like him, and I totally agree. You're a genius.
A little non sequitur there. But I say weights is the way to go if you want to build muscle.
Oh, yeah. You want to get big, big, big. And, you're the type of guy that doesn't need to work out ever, so I just love what you do.
I love beef.
Oh, beef is great, and it shows.
I hate beef.
I'm right with you.
You know, it was solid. I'll give it a good 8.
Man,
maybe 8.3.
I thought he was a real natural.
I think he has the chops. I'm not sure if this was his greatest outing.
Great pace he's got. He's really got speed on it.
I was purposely going slow. I should go faster next time.
I like the Continental Divide. Worked in with the John Belushi movie.
Throwing some specifics.
Would have been easy to work Animal House in there, but you didn't. You went a little bit off the beaten path.
A little critique, I might have gone with Jim Belushi, John Belushi. Neither one of them compares to the comedy mastermind that is Adam Carolla.
I need to roll it back to Adam.
Sure, that's ultimately your goal.
Next time.
Right, hey, if there is. But that was solid. Okay, hold your head up. That's what I'm saying.
Adam, no matter what you say, I agree. Everything you do is genius.
Well, that's why you play the game.
I'm impressed.
All right, it is now time for Rachel Perry and her news.
U.S. and Iraqi troops have launched the biggest air assault on Iraq since we invaded the country. That just happened. Just now.
This time it's definitely going to work out.
Yeah. I wonder how much opposition they run into when they do the air campaigns. Guy riding on a pterodactyl or something like that. I mean, Is there any resistance? They don't have any, you know, flak or ACAC fire. They're not running into Iraqi jets or anything, right? We just sort of, we get to do what we want, right?
Free
slingshots.
People throwing rocks.
Guys throwing camel dung at them as the F-14s fly overhead.
Well, this is where we do our best work. We just drop bombs on people randomly.
Smart bombs. Yeah. Yes. Random smart bombs.
Now, have you seen this website, Gawker.com? Do you know about this website?
Mm-mm.
It's sort of like it's like one of those celebrity dirt websites, and they just dish about things and give you rumors and stories and what have you. Now, they're doing this thing, Gawker Stalker,
mm-hmm.
where anytime somebody in New York spots a celebrity, they can contact the website, and within like 15 minutes to a couple of hours, the website will have map-quested
where they are.
Exactly where that celebrity is.
Wow.
And put it up on the internet.
Wow.
Yeah, this is actually the co-editor of the website, basically talking about it.
There are stalkers out there, this is true. Is it an issue that you have thought about that you could be advertising to the wrong
element?
Yeah, we very much believe that we're not telling you things that people don't already know.
Because people are thinking it's...
I think you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, look, I think these people deserve some dignity and some privacy. You know, people always do that thing where they do the same with athletes. Oh, come on, this guy makes $8 million a year. I think it'd be all right for us to sift through his garbage and take pictures of his toddler. Come on. But why?
Yeah, I haven't seen Larry Joe Campbell in the Us Weekly, in the paparazzi. You get hounded by these people?
No, never. No, the people don't care.
Yeah.
I just saw Larry Joe Campbell kissing Adam Carolla's ass.
Now see, I need to start doing that.
He was canoodling with a Quiznos sub.
Just a couple hours ago, Katie Couric, Les Moonves, and Howard Stern were spotted.
Really?
Ed Helms, James Iha, Dan Quayle spotted yesterday. It's crazy all the people that you can find.
I looked up Marilyn Monroe and found her like that.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't move, really.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right. George Lucas is writing 100 episodes for the Star Wars.
Well, let me say
TV
this.
Series.
Aren't there going to just be a bunch of gags, though? A bunch of goofballs going,
oh, yeah, they can't.
Oh, man, Sean Penn is right. Or he's right here. Or Brad Pitt, he's right here. He's at the Starbucks. He's at the corner of... Everyone's just going to keep doing that, right? And if I was a celebrity, I would do it just to screw people up. I would say I was somewhere else.
You should do that. Let's type in right now and say that you're somewhere in New York.
Please.
And see what happens.
Please.
See if they put it up. So George Lucas has signed on to write 100 episodes for Star Wars, the TV series, which is going to begin shooting next year. It's exploring the missing years after Revenge of the Sith, the movie.
I liked Lucas until I found out he named his ranch the Skywalker Ranch, and then I immediately labeled him a blowhard.
How dare you?
Too egotistical.
That's a blowhard. Yeah, when people do that, here's what I name this after because this is what bought this. It's super blowhardy. Naming your ranch after something that you came up with and you wrote? Come on.
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon. She's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Yes.
She's fast enough for you, old man.
All right, quit reciting.
I can't wait.
His ranch should be called Bar Blowhard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. Whatever, Recyclarola.
Okay. Now, how dare you? Jimmy Kimmel named that device, and that's meant to help humanity. Please. How dare you?
As opposed to the Star Wars series.
Yes, this ranch. Skywalker Ranch. That's blowhardy.
All right. I want to talk Idol.
All right.
Last night, American Idol, another one of the final 12 contestants got kicked out. This is what happened.
Melissa and Lisa, America voted. Lisa, you're safe, sweetheart. You may take a seat. Which means Melissa leaves us tonight on American Idol. Let's hear it for Melissa McGee, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. At least he didn't do that crappy mind F thing where he goes, Melissa, you are not going to stay here. You have to go home. And the person's like, hop, hop, hop. And you can still see 10 minutes later they're processing it. Did I get thrown out? What's going on? He knocked that off. I like that.
Anyway, that's it. I'm Rachel Perry. That's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. do it, Dave.
It is one of the greatest days in America. The start of the NCAA tournament. It's here. The first round has already begun. And for any of you who had Texas going all the way to number one, sorry, you're out of luck. They've already lost their game. No, I kid. No. I just wanted to have fun. That's my way. Among today's games, UCLA, the second seed, they ought to beat up on Belmont, or shame on them. I hope San Diego State goes down. They're hopefully going to lose to my alma mater, Indiana. Gonzaga's got Xavier, and in one of the weirdest matchups in basketball history, Nevada plays Montana. Neither state has ever produced a basketball player. It's a very weird matchup. Mixed bag for basketball fans here in L.A. Last night, the Lakers were winners, so they're tenuously holding on to that last playoff spot. The Clippers, who are looking a little bit better, they got creamed in Phoenix last night. Crush. World Baseball Classic. Our nation owes a debt of thanks to Korea. They beat Japan last night. Now all the U.S. needs to do is defeat the lowly Mexican team, and we're on to the semifinals. But back to the tournament. Very exciting stuff. Unlike Ryan Seacrest, busy talking to Kibitzin with these people doing their karaoke, I spent last night filling out my brackets like any red-blooded American.
That's right.
How say you, Fish Tank? Randy Jackson. Thank you, Fish Tank. Randy Jackson is dumb dog pound. They don't know where it's at.
Oh, my God.
But I'll tell you who does know where it's at. The main man in college basketball for the last two decades, Dickie V.
Oh, is he on the phone?
I believe he's on the line.
Dick Vitale.
Thank you for having me, fellas.
Thanks for calling in, Dickie V.
What an exciting time. You know, Adam, you and I have a lot in common. I have one functioning eye, and you have one functioning eyebrow. We're two peas in a pod, baby.
I think we're both annoying, too.
That might be right. It's the greatest time of year. You know, you talk about the NCAA tournament. You're talking about all the PPPers, the primetime players, the passion, the emotion involved. It's incredible, baby. I'm getting a Woody just thinking about it.
Wow. Dick, ironically getting a Woody and working blue.
Dickie, the games have begun already, eh?
They've already started. You got a little game going on right there, Dave. You got a competition. You know. I think it's an M&M or a mismatch, baby. The treadmill war. What's going on there?
Yeah, Big Tad is falling woefully behind my assistant Lindsay.
Of course he is. You got the lovely Lindsay. She's on the old Michelangelo team. Look at her. She's a brilliant artist that works on the treadmill. Look at her go. Looks like she's got Mike August's expense card and he's chasing after her. And on the other hand, you got Tad. He's on the old wacko team wearing cleats on a treadmill.
Oh.
He's what I like to call an FATASS. That's a fat ass, baby.
Wow, Dick, so animated.
Take a look at Tad on the treadmill. Freeze it right there. Freeze it right there. Slow it down. You can actually see the rod dripping from those thighs.
Yeah.
He's a 3D man. He drinks. He drives. He devours cheeseburgers, baby.
He's such a fan of the show. I'm so excited
Dickie
to hear
V,
that.
Red yeah. Hot. Plus, he's keeping his one good eye on the tournament. Who do you like in the tourney, Dickie V?
I got to tell you, I have it breaking down to Final Four. I like my Dukies. I like Kansas. I like Connecticut and BC. And 3 weeks from now, we're going to see Coach Calhoun and company cut down the nets. But you know what? I also like Nevada and Montana and Memphis. I can't decide. They're all going to the Final Four.
So when is the championship game? Is that in 3 weeks?
A few Mondays from now.
And, of course, Dick, you'll be there, right?
I'll be there. Slam, bam, jam, Space Eater, 3D Man, All Alcatraz Team, PTP, Mr. Pac-Man, Diaper Dandy, Dipsy Doo, Dunkaroo, Donut Offense, and Knee Knockers.
Well, I don't think you can do much better than that, so we'll say goodbye. Dick Vitale, everybody, the great Dick Vitale.
Yay.
Nice job.
I think Dickie V wanted a little action on Lindsay, though.
Oh, really?
Put a little loot on that, no?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to get in on that, Dick? You want to get in on the betting?
He's gone.
All right.
He's fatigued.
Okay. Well,
I
he did
there was
kind of shoot
crush.
His wad a little there.
Yeah, he likes her.
All right. I want to thank Larry Joe Campbell for coming in here. According to Jim, ABC, Tuesday nights,
thank
8
you.
O'clock. Nice job in the Celebrity Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Oh, it was
a
okay.
Nice effort.
No,
next
it was solid, but next time.
I'd like to see you go back, do some soul searching, some hard work, and come back in here. In a little while and give it another shot.
Can do.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
Celebrity Ass Kiss Rodeo belt right there, everybody. Even during the drops, he doesn't stop kissing.
Always bringing it.
Heather Veach is here. She's a former stripper who's now trying to talk other strippers out of stripping and bring them over to the Lord. Yes, Heather?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say try to talk them out of stripping, but I definitely am trying to encourage them to start a relationship with God.
And talk them out of stripping, though, right?
No, really, it's not
our focus.
Want
them to keep going?
Honestly, it's not our focus. You know, there's so many other... We try to let people know that every... We don't categorize people in different sins, like, you know, this one's worse than this one. Mm-hmm. We let them know, you know what, until I'm ready to tell the glutton to lose weight until he could come into our church, then we're really not going to be the same with strippers. We're going to let them know that, hey, you could sit down next to the glutton, to the liar, to the cheater, that in a church we're all sinners. So
really?
Yeah.
But what about murder versus gluttony? You know what I mean? I mean, they're both sins, but one, you have a body, and the other, there's just a sandwich, it's gone.
Yeah, definitely. But really, you know, if we were going to follow the teachings of Jesus, he reached out to women in prostitution, women of sexual sin, so it's definitely not something that we all of a sudden...
So you're not judging. This is nothing
new. No, really not judging.
But I hear that you will go to a strip club, your former stripper yourself,
mm-hmm.
get a lap dance...
Mm-hmm.
And start sharing the good news with the ladies.
Yes.
How does that work?
The first thing we do is we buy their time, but we tell them, you know what, I'm not going to receive the dance. I'm just paying for your time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to be able to talk to them and have that time where they're in that private booth.
Uh-huh.
So that nobody sees.
Oh, you're going into the champagne room with them, huh?
We go to the VIP
area. Wow, that's a couple extra bucks.
Well, you know, in a lot of places it's not. In the nude bars, it's like $5 extra or something like that.
During the break, you're going to need to write some of those down.
Yes.
So basically, you're bringing Jesus Christ to the strip club.
Definitely. That's what we do. And we also go into the porn convention. Mm. We have a booth where we pass out Bibles with T-shirts that say Holy Hotties on them, and we give them all to the porn stars and guy and girl.
Really?
So stripping is a sin?
Yes.
Well, because using your body to make money is a sin.
It would be about modesty, monogamy. You know, definitely, I would say, you know, sitting on a man's lap for a $20 bill as he tries to have an orgasm.
Ooh.
I would classify that as a sin. Yes,
that's the whole thing. I don't try to have an orgasm.
Is that one of the ones that they wrote in the Bible?
Cramp. Yes. We have a couple lovely ladies who may or may not be strippers. I think they are, because they're here from Spearmint Rhino. And
I'm guessing they are.
I don't think they're in
their outfits. They are lovely, too. They're beautiful girls.
I don't think they're in management. What are your names, please?
I'm Nomi. This is my girlfriend, Kat.
Nomi and Kat. I didn't see you guys when I was at the Spearmint Rhino.
We saw you
in the VIP,
and we were very angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we feel like we got passed up.
I think it's tough that there's not enough of me to go around, you know? I think it's unfair to a lot of the ladies who work at the club.
Yeah.
Yes. A sad abomination. Hey, Breska, remember we had that microphone conversation about 8 minutes ago?
She's 2 inches away.
Right. Then there's the other one. There we go. That's the one. All right. So you guys... Now, would you like to be saved by Heather?
Actually, we're trying to get Heather to come back into the club.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah,
you say,
that would be something.
People, you have to see her. But I'm like, don't let that one bad night in the strip club make you go call on the Lord.
Yeah, I think I have a long line of people trying to get me back into the industry. We've made friends with porn directors, and he always says, Heather, that butt was not made for a pew.
Yeah. The ironic pew. Yeah.
Why don't you, Heather, offer a tip to them of why they should find God? Why don't you remind of why
Yeah, we'll
she
decide
should go back
what direction
stripper.
You
well,
should go.
You know, honestly, I think that everybody deserves a relationship with God, and our main goal is that I feel like you might feel like you've been judged by the church, like people feel like you're worse or you don't have a place in our church, and our goal is to let people know that, yeah, you do. If you want a relationship with God, you deserve it just as much as anybody else.
Retort.
Well, we praise Jesus Christ every night when we make over $1,000.
Wow. Amen.
So we do get our praise on.
And then, Heather, what about all the Jewish strippers?
Oh, God.
What do you say to them?
Hey, you know, my thing
is. The multitudes. Vast majority. I'm guessing you gals are of the Jewish faith. Yourself.
Yeah, we have some Jewish guys in it. Well, you know, we can't say that on the radio.
So, all right. Now, they're making $1,000. Now, that's a good point. I had a girlfriend many, many years ago that was a stripper, and she made good money. She would come home with cash every night.
And then she gets a regular job. She's working as a temp. She's making $400 a week. The man is taking taxes out of that. She has to commute in traffic. Yeah. How do you get out? How do you break that?
That's a definite difficult transition. That's why, you know, even we hope, I mean, realistically, every single stripper is going to leave that industry one day. And that's where we're there for them.
But so, why not treat them like professional athletes and make as much as they can during a short career? And then they have an injury, but they have money in the bank.
We have girls right now that go to our church that have that in mind. You know, we have girls that say, you know what, we're in church. We're having a relationship with God now, and I'm trying to save and plan to get out when they want to get
Heather,
out.
I'd love Heather, I'd love it if you would do this with your shirt off.
I'm sure you would.
I think girls should have a spiritual relationship with God, but as far as I think girls should proceed to get out the business and apply themselves in society and try to figure out to do something to make as much money that they do make now. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd be more interested in what you're saying if you would do it with your shirt off.
I think that what happened to Heather is that she got her sugar daddy and he was probably a bishop.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, she just converted over with Jesus Christ.
Bishop Sugar Daddy.
Yeah, she goes, we get them in there.
Now, no,
we get them in there, honey.
I'm definitely not rich now, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe the good Reverend Don Magic Wand is the one that pulled you out of the church.
No, I just have a nice, good husband that's a hairdresser, so no.
Your wallet may not be full, but your bosoms are, so please loosen the shirt.
Did Mike August get you two beauties in here from Spearman Rhino?
Yes, he did.
Wow, you guys are hot.
You wouldn't fan it that night.
I didn't see you.
Who's watching you?
I'll tell you why. It's an unfair advantage, and I hate to play the race card, but you are beautiful Ebony Queens, both you. And it's very dark.
Black American?
Very dark inside of the club. There's a lot of black velvet around. You blend it in with the background. I couldn't find you. Now you see these.
We're light skin.
You get these blonde haired chicks like Heather over there. They pop. You know, you see them. I'm drunk. It's dark. I'm having trouble finding my way. God knows you don't want to run into some fat Israeli guy and bang knees with him while you're going to the champagne room. That's what happened. You guys must have got lost in the duvet.
There was no way, because I have one blonde streak right here just for that sole purpose.
Wow.
Right in front of my head. You see it?
Wasn't nice. There before she met Mike August.
Who's your choice of the three? If you get to have a champagne room dance from one of these three.
Man.
He's going for all three.
Man, yeah. Yeah. See, because that's the whole thing.
What's the triple dip?
I don't buy a car without test driving it.
Ladies, who's first?
You know what I'm saying? They're all beautiful. I'm really, you know, there was a time when a stripper was just, you know, looked like one of your mom's friends with pasties on.
True.
Hey, you guys are smoking hot. How much money? You say you make $1,000 on an average night?
On a Friday, Saturday, and like I was just telling you, we really praise the good Lord on that night.
Sure.
But, if you would have caught me on Saturday when I made that $80, I probably would have came with you and praised Jesus and blamed everything on the devil.
We got Dan on the phone. He thinks he went to high school with Heather. Dan?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's happening?
What's happening?
You're a badass, dog. But you're the man. You're the man.
Thanks. You went to high school with Heather?
I believe so. Did she go to Coachella High School?
She went to Stripping Academy. She said.
No, I didn't go to Coachella.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
There is this.
She was in the seminary.
There's a good looking chick who went to Coachella High.
Well, the seminary. All of them at Coachella. They're all the white youngsters. They just look.
All right, Dan. Brusca told me 8 times to talk
to Dan.
That
was scary. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Someone from high school, this is going to get
because
really bad.
No, you had sinful ways back in the day, yes?
I was a bad, bad girl back then.
You fornicated with strangers?
I did it all.
Wow.
So what made you stop?
Actually, it was, I think, just a point in time where I had enough. You know, I was... You know, like I said, sitting on men's laps for $20 every night. And at a certain point in time, I was like, man, I just got sick of it, you know, and I wanted to make a major life change.
How about 40?
$40. No. Yeah, there was just a certain...
I'll go up to 50.
I mean, I'm definitely not putting down anyone who does it because I did it myself, but there was a point in time where I had done it enough and I was ready for a change.
All right. So you're saying you can't cast people under glass coffee tables cannot cast stones.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
What she's saying. Brian?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
You have some ideas?
Yes, I do. The girl keeps talking about getting her praise on. You got to somehow figure out a way to get her on the show again. She's hilarious.
It is a very funny bit you're working.
Dude, it's nice. It's nice.
Okay.
That's all I got for you, man. Thank
you.
I love you, Adam.
Thank you. That's more than enough. All right. I want to thank Naomi and Kat for coming here. Also, Heather.
Thank you for having
us. You guys are
us.
Really beautiful. And you're going back to Vegas. You're going back to Spearmint Rhino.
We're going to work tonight. We want to let all the white guys know that we're really into white boys, BC boys, Backstreet Boys. We love them.
I gotta tell you,
recent converts for that.
I'm into the Ebony. I really am. And you guys, what are you guys? 5'8", 5'9"?
5'10", 5'9".
What bones on
you? Are you two together?
No.
Yes.
You refer to the girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah, we're girlfriends.
Oh, you mean you guys have relations?
Yeah.
Well, good that's relations. Sinful. Isn't
salutations
it?
And good tidings.
Heather, what do you say to that?
Hey, when they're ready, I'll be waiting for these girls.
Okay. Aww.
Jesus doesn't like what they're doing, though? Jesus is against this sort of behavior?
Girl
action?
Yeah, but Jesus still loves them.
Yes.
Oh, really?
He blessed us quite well. Yeah.
He blessed us on Friday night, too.
Let's see if Jesus likes it when they start making out right now.
You guys give a little kissy kissy?
Oh, yes.
Wow, you guys really, are you really into each other or are you just doing that for me?
No, white boys like it.
Yeah.
And so we said, okay, we'll do it.
But you guys aren't really girlfriends.
You just lied to me.
I'm sorry. No, we
that's against, I don't think, I think New
they're
Testament says that's
they're
wrong.
They're working you right now.
We're best friends.
It's part of the job.
All right. Listen, you know, people do that whole thing with the strip club where they're like, you know, these girls are not really into you. They just want your money. Well, you think the guy who cleans the carpet at your house is really into your carpet? Or does he just want a couple of bucks for coming over? The service is provided. I understand how it works. Yeah, everyone does that. You know, she's just talking to you. She's just pretending like she's just, yeah.
Jesus doesn't want any money, though, does he, Heather?
And she can pay her tithes. Girl, you can pay shoes on Saturday night. Yeah. You can pay their tithes on Sunday. Put some money in that collection plate.
Now, Lucy,
I got to tell you, though, if you're Jesus and you start sporting wood in that loincloth or the diaper, whatever he's going on, you've got trouble there. Yeah, you got to go
the Red Sea.
All right, I want to thank Naomi and Kat for coming in here and being so hot. Also, Heather Veach. Website, JCSGirls.com. You go there. If you're stripping and you'd like to get off the lap and get onto the cross, you go to that website.
Get
Thanks,
off that
guys.
Shirt already.
We will check with Tad and Lindsay for the final breakdown after this.
And that's all she wrote for the first annual Adam Carolla Show Treadmill Marathon. A preposterous bit indeed. Big Tad, a loser before the competition even started, is mopping up his sweat with a towel. Perhaps the same one used to catch his man butter on oh so many lonely Fullerton nights. Lusty assistant Lindsay, far outpacing Tad, as was expected. The only question now, how pathetic was Tad's effort? We go to the final tally.
Well, Bruska, how say you? So Lindsay, beautiful assistant Lindsay, covered the 26.2 miles, a marathon, everybody.
Stunning.
Looking beautiful and composed all the way.
Unbelievable.
26.2 miles. She covered that in what time period?
3:37.
Well, now with the mic on.
Well, it's mic there. 3:37.
3:37.
Unbelievable.
And a new best for her, I believe.
It is a new best.
Nice work.
Beat my best by a minute.
Nice work. And Big Tad. Now, again, before we give Big Tad's mileage, let's roll all the bets here and see who did what, who guessed what.
Well, I went first, and I went at 9.5 miles. Producer Angie, 8.2.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, 7.83.
Mm-hmm.
Damashek, 14 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Lynch, 15.1. Phone screen O'Brien, 15.5.
Mm-hmm.
Bill the Gay Board Op, 11.2.
Mm.
And Adam, 16 miles.
All right. And how much mileage did Big Tad cover in the time it took Lindsay to run a marathon?
10.8 miles. Bill the Gay Board Op is the winner.
Oh.
Producer Bruska, close second.
Wow.
Well done.
Well, the race may be over, but the filthy stench in the hallway will be with us forever.
Yeah. And it's couldn't happen to a better guy, the pre-op board op. Bill, whose father's filthy rich, he was explaining to me, has a Bugatti that he had entered at Pebble Beach and won best in class a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he bought it after it won. It was 2000, not
He bought it after it won Pebble
after
Beach.
It won
so it had to be at least a $1 million automobile.
Yeah, but that was before. That was while the stock market was still good. It was before the whole.
Yet you come from a life of privilege, do you not?
No, not really. All right. I had to wear my all my brother's stuff. It happened halfway through his career.
He had to wear his brother's Armani suits and full length mink coats.
Yeah, I was all polyester, my friend, and Levi's and tough skins and Keds.
All right, well you do now. I'm assuming because you're gay, you've been disowned, so you can use this money.
I'm going to need this money.
Yes,
exactly.
It wins $800.
800 big bucks. We all hope you choke on it, but nice job.
Thank you very much.
So just less than a mile away from where Big Tad finished off in the guessing department, right?
Less than half a mile.
Less than half a mile.
Tad physically and emotionally spent right now. Towel draped over his head in shame, as it should be.
Yes.
Tad, how say you?
Shut up.
Oh,
well done. Angie just ran an entire marathon. She's standing.
No, that's Lindsay, by the way.
Sorry, Lindsay. And Tad's the one that's slumped in a chair with a towel over his head.
Hi, I'm fat. Hello. She does this all the time. I don't.
Lindsay, how say you?
I say yay.
I'm sorry.
Yes. You say yay?
Exhausted. I say yay. I'm exhausted.
Muzzle tough.
I think I burned about 5,000 calories.
Still beautiful.
A bigger man than I would give you the rest of the day off. But as I said, I need that dry cleaning. It's not going to pick up itself.
That's right.
And I don't take the car this time because it wrinkles the clothes.
Okay.
Hey, kudos to Tad, too, for giving a good effort.
Yeah. Well done, Tad.
Let's put Big Tad on the scale, see how much dripped off him. Although I guess it's all still stuck to his socks and underbelly.
Kudos, Kit Kat, Twix.
I don't think he's getting
call it.
Put him on the scale.
Wafers.
Vaughn?
Yeah.
Lick-a-made.
You've won yourself
a
Palm PD.
All right. Thanks. Yeah.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
few pizzas.
Hang on, my brother.
You
guessed 13 and a half, right?
Yep.
All right. Oh, Big Tad just...
Tad's just rubbing his sweat all over
his bare sweat all over him.
Yeah, give him some more credit, you know.
Yeah. All right, hang on.
Thanks.
Yes, we'll send you that out. All right, well, that's it with the show. Big Tad, get on there. First, I want to thank my good friends over at Bodies in Motion. I used to work there. 1-800-BOXING-NOW. You receive a free 7-day membership and one free private training session. Good at any Bodies in Motion. They provided the world-class treadmills that we did our competition with and on. So thank you again, Bodies in Motion. Allie Landry, Eve, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock, UPN. Kelly Carter. Badass.
He's just a badass.
All right. I didn't know if that was a plug or not.
The good news is Tad lost half a pound.
I'm at 319.
No. He actually gained a
pound. No, it's at
319
if you want to come over and check it out.
All right. Larry Joe Campbell, according to Jim, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, ABC, Def Rat Guy. Heather, our stripper for Jesus, and of course, Nomi and Kat, our beautiful, beautiful strippers for Satan. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.